Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
how a real nigga push that line. Look what's bringing in my trunk, and you know it can never be bombed. In case y'all didn't all know, where the architects all keep on.
From being broke, smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. How that shit zoomed. I was studying the streets, all I took classes. Zoom. Yeah, you see me fall in front of me like glasses. Zoom. That hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Zoom. Wasn't going back to being broke, so I had to change routes. If I chose this lifestyle, never turn back to mama house. Every year it seemed like I lose a homie when the summer out. For me to give two fucks about you, that time is out. Me, I had to feel my feelings so sorry. I was getting held back by pride. I was going down, down that slide. Wanted help, but I didn't get that right. Mama, daddy showed on me right. Got me a good one to treat me right. But you want me to change over not. There were a lot of people around me, I didn't know if they were solid. Had to keep caution ever since somebody stole my wallet. I fell in love with the music, even though it came with some new shit. Even though it's draining my pocket, I feel like it launched like a rocket. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. How that shit gone. I was studying the streets hard, I took classes. Zoom. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses. Zoom. That hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Zoom. I was dropping like Amazon, on top of my shit like Parmesan. Buddy wanna preach like Farrakhan. Nobody ate when they hammer on me, cause it could fuck up a ceremony. It ain't like the streets care about me, if it could've squeezed the air by me. I seen a homie get laid out in front of me. Learned at an early age that misery need company. I remember I was smoking them pom-poms. Yeah, I was sagging on my Sean Johns. Trying to get it back when I signed on. But they gave me cash just to go write a song. No, I didn't last cause a nigga smoke a lot. Yeah, I was young flipping in the parking lot. Yeah, I was dumb, I was trying to get a squad. Trying to get mail even when I'm blocked hard. Yeah, haters wanna tell but that's not my goal. If they still wanna ride then I got my goal. Even for a meal I can't sell my soul. Even for a deal I can't let that go. Money just fly by. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. Got that shit zoom. I was studying the streets hard, I took classes zoom. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses zoom. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion zoom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing zoom.
Two brothers, 12 and
gang members were demanding
were
payment
shot to death
from
to be
residents
killed
trying
the young
to park in their own garages.
Therefore,
we
lost in
the
court
gone to a Halloween
to
party.
When
they left,
use
they were walkie-talkie
pages
by men
and
in another vehicle.
In a five-block
area,
area,
but so far, they have no suspects.
Back in the day, niggas had their territory of war. Now it's 1995 and it's just going too far. Because I'm tired of waking up and hearing niggas die. I even have remorse when there's a murder on the block. Shit, the only reason niggas wear fly shit is to mama run they know to swap me and get at bitches. Tell the truth why y'all is rosé. Because they always getting pussy, ain't no need for masturbating. But if we was all big gangsters on the earth, we wear con, khaki, cocaine white t-shirts, braid ponytails. Mobbing on your mission, let your gang be known. But don't set trip, represent, pistol on your side, say fuck po-po. We the hardest motherfuckers hopping up and down for the road. Recline your seat back, smoke a bat, keep the song. If dogs and cats got along, we wouldn't be guilty. For no reason, it ain't worth it. I ain't get no paycheck for a murder. I ain't working for it no more. But I protect my blood and my stomping ground. Anybody disrespect my people, it's a must, I lay you down. That's how it goes in the city of the roses. Is my roots digging down every day. Hanging with different homies, what's the new Damo? You want some drink, I got the drink.
I ain't got no win.
Alright, I got a 10 on the tank. I ain't got 5 on it, I got an ounce. Now we do see rolling down the road, banging moat bound.
Hey, Lou, you got some bitches?
I know some big males, we treat them like the cookers dinner, even do our pigtails. Don't deceive them, girl, that's what they hate. Just treat them like an enemy who's your celly in the state. Give them respect, and you get respect back, G. If we wanna all get along, that's how we gotta act.
Victim to drive-by.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can,
Yeah, yeah. 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Turn the hip-hop lives. You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? Friday, yay. We in the motherfucking building. Man, beautiful day in the neighborhood. On some Mr. Rogers shit. Maybe not Mr. Rogers, on some Mr. Scratch shit. We got JoJo Loco in the building. We got Sweet P. We got DJ Hair Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, y'all. And then we got my man, Big Blue Rag, up in the building. What's going on, man? Let's see if we can get you some claps going on.
Right in with it, my nigga.
Damn, them motherfuckers want to work today,
it's
huh?
It's with. It's with. It's a real West Side Crip on here.
Oh, shit. Big Blue Rag, what's going on, brother? What's the word?
Oh, man, no, just being workaholic, man, regular shit, working hard, you know, already getting, already sleeping.
Oh, yeah, well, gotta work hard to get that hard, that money. Gotta get that money.
That's the only way you gonna get it.
Hell, man.
Way.
Yeah, because if you ain't working, you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it, you ain't hitting it.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
man, well, it's an honor for you to be on the show with us, man. We was waiting on you last week, but, you know, JoJo told me what was going on, so it's all good, yep. Like firewood.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, man, so look, let us know about yourself, man. Where you from? Where you at?
I'm from Duarte, California. I'm from Durock. I'll be everywhere. I'm currently at this moment I'm in Georgia, but you know what I mean, tomorrow I'll be somewhere else.
Oh, so you on a truck driving joint?
Nah, man. I'm a rapper.
Oh, okay. So you out there on tour?
Yeah, I'm not my own tour, my own promo tour. You know what I mean? Doing my own promo tour. You know what I mean? And plus, I got a lot of I got a lot of merch and shit. I'll be pushing my little merch. And then, you know, cause I got family spread it all over, so I get to, you know what I mean, see my, you know, my family, you know, and my loved ones and shit like that. at the same time. So, because I was gone for a while, so, you know what I mean? I'm still catching back up.
Oh, that's what's up, brother. That's what's up, man.
I want to know when your stop to Texas is going to be.
I done been to Texas a million times. I'm always out there.
Right on. Well, I'm definitely going to have to catch you on your next trip, yo.
Yeah, I see. I mean, all over Texas.
It's been more, by the way.
Urban areas, shit, TK, Houston, shit, all over that motherfucker.
Okay. I'm down here in DP, Texas.
DP?
Yeah, DP, Texas. We call it the jungle down here.
Yeah, I know about it. What city?
I'm in Lufkin, Texas.
Oh, okay, yeah. My niece live out there.
Really?
I got family out there.
That's what's up. I might be kidding with her.
Family out there, yeah, man. Like I say, man, I'm all over, man. You know, I'm international.
That's what's up, man. We definitely want to get the sound down here and, you know, do what we can with it in this area.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, too. I know it's ironic because, you know, I lived in Dena for a long time. I stayed in Alta, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but I know it was, boy, it used to be some old things going on out that motherfucker with, you know what I'm saying,
especially
with the Durocs.
Especially in the bottom. In the bottom.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of my family from Durock. You get what I'm saying? Like, a lot of...
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I met my nigga Gangsta T. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where Jap at? Matter of fact, that's my nigga right there.
I don't know where Jap at. Jap is, wherever he at, he's doing good, though. We don't even go by Jap no more. He's just John.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been retired. He's doing good wherever he at.
That's what's up.
He used to give me some nice ass fucking fades, though. I ain't gonna lie, that nigga cut some hair.
Yeah, Jap, man. Yeah, them was like, yeah. That's one of my, he been around. He ain't a day one, but he been around for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And then my cousin supposed to get out, man. That nigga up in jail, so you know what I mean.
You just got out, you said?
My cousin about to get out, man.
Who?
I just seen Big Slim not too long ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
That's, you know.
But it's about you and your music right now. We can't go down memory lane right now.
Yeah, man. I've been going crazy, man. I only started dropping music in April, man. I done dropped 16 albums, man. I got like 35 singles, 16 albums out, released on streaming on all platforms right now.
Wow. Oh, that's what's up right there.
Let the people know where they can find you at.
On everywhere, on all platforms right now. Big Blue Rag, B-I-G, space, B-L-U, space, R-A-G-G-G, all caps. Big Blue Rag. I got unofficial remixes that the major companies that gave me sample clears on. I'm talking about clearance. I ain't talking about no sample like just on a beat like clearing a sample. I'm talking about taking a whole major artist, a mainstream artist, taking his song and keeping his verse on there and everything, and I'm jumping on that motherfucker and doing my shit, and they letting that happen. That's the type of shit I'm doing. They listening, paying attention.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah, man.
For instance, my number one song is called Crip God. My biggest song is called Crip God. It's the remix of Drake's song. I don't even know what the fucking song called. It's on the radio right now. What's that song? I don't even know what it's called. I don't even know what Drake's song. I just know it's big and it's on the radio. I remixed it and I named mine Crip God. With me and Drake.
Okay.
And they going crazy. So I'm doing shit like that. I got like unofficial remixes with everybody that's hot. You know what I mean? That's how I just got them to notice me because I was gone for damn near a decade in prison. So, you know what I mean? It's a whole new generation I had to introduce myself to. You know what I mean? Like, And like, damn, you know what I mean? So I had to do, I got to do shit like that. You know what I mean? I had to, you know, I got to go big, real big, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just been doing that, just been going crazy, man, standing in the studio. And then now I'm in video mode. I knocked the studio part out. I did that. Now I'm going crazy with the videos. You know what I mean? And the little promo tour, like I told you, just, you know what I mean? You know, the getting out, the shaking hands, and you know what I mean? Brushing shoulders and shit, getting out, meeting people, networking, and doing that, man, the real way, man. I, you know, ain't nothing, the internet cool, but ain't nothing like really getting out, man, meeting people, man, for real.
Yeah, I was just telling one of my boys that the other day, because, you know, he's trying to, you know, really get into it. And I told him, I said, I've been in the game for 100 years, so,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because me being an NWA, I really seen the whole game, you know, just fucking with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
And that's in the beginning of the game for us, as far as, you know, that's the beginning, that's what opened the door for this whole independent rap scene, it was NWA movement, so, shit, yeah, that's big.
Yeah, man, so, you know, he's trying to make something happen, so, you know, I had to actually... You know, tell him exactly what he need to do to make it happen for himself, because everybody don't have, you know, somebody that you could say, well, damn, I was in NWA and I fuck with Tupac.
Yeah.
You know, I fuck with a lot of people, so everybody don't have that. So you have to actually get out there and brand yourself.
For real,
you know what I mean?
For real.
You know.
You know, me personally, I didn't have no type of affiliation, no cosigns, but I mean, even though I done met like damn near, you know what I mean, everybody, you know what I mean? But I never really, but I got introduced when I first started doing music in the early 2000s, like seriously doing music, like recording and trying to pursue it as a career. I started in the early 2000s. And when Cocaine, he introduced me to a lot of people, you know what I mean, the homie Cocaine.
Yeah, I just played. I gave him I got something called 3 for 3. I just played all three of Cocaine songs before y'all called.
Yeah. That's my homie right there, man. I got a lot of love and respect for that cat. But
right.
I know him personally, man. I know him personally. I know, you know, Rip, you know, and, yeah, man. So I know his struggles, you know, and everything. I know what he's been through. I know what he's about. That's my boy, man.
Yeah, he was on the show a few weeks ago, and our nigga Gonzo got killed out there where he at.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man.
It kind of fucked him up, so we had to cut the interview short because he was saying that his son had just talked to him.
It had just happened. That shit with Gonzo had just happened when he was doing the interview.
Yep.
My
boy Scotty D came on and told us, he was like, man, the motherfucker, they killed Gonzo. And, you know, Gonzo and that nigga Cocaine son, they was tight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was wild, but rest in peace, my nigga Gonzo, man.
Comrade,
you know what I mean?
Gonzo.
You say you just start taking it serious in the 2000s. I mean, you wasn't rapping before then, or?
I mean, but I'm saying, like, that was just on some, you know what I mean, at hood parties and stuff. I don't count that as rap. That ain't, you know what I mean? Just being at a house party, just getting on the mic and rapping, or, you know what I mean, I made a couple of tapes and had, you know what I mean, my homies in my hood riding around with them a couple of... I don't consider I was just in the streets. I wasn't rapping. That ain't rap. Rapping is when, like, I started actually going to the studio and, you know what I mean, doing little low-budget little shows, opening up, you know what I mean, that little type of affiliate, meeting cats, you know what I mean, going to learn the game, you know?
Right.
I started that in 01.
But, you know, that's what I tell a lot of people, man, because... Either you making songs for the industry or you making songs for the hood. Because no matter what, everybody in the hood gonna pat you on the back and say your shit is good. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's a total different thing because, you know, the motherfuckers in my neighborhood, man, them motherfuckers knew. They said, you gonna be somebody, so, I mean, yeah. Even if I threw my knuckles up ready to fight a motherfucker, they were like, I'll get them for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a big-ass difference, and, you know, it's kind of crazy because I didn't want to bring it up, but one of the motherfuckers that I think the motherfucker Durazz hates the most, and that's the motherfucker Squigley's and them PDL.
Yeah,
that was...
You hate the most?
I believe so, because it motherfuckers
not Squiggity, not Squiggity.
Yeah, well, I know, I was just playing this nigga named Lunatic. I don't know if you knew that nigga. He was from Squiggity.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was
I
that I Hate You and You Hate Me so that I was playing. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
This nigga from New Rock. I don't want to play that. I wanted to cut it off, but.
Nah, I ain't, man. You know, motherfuckers, shit. Motherfucker ain't no young, ain't no kid. Motherfucker ain't tripping like that. Anyway, but it ain't even like this. It's been for a long time. It's been cool with Squiggity though.
Oh yeah, cause I knew
Squiggity,
boy, it was when I was out there.
No, cause you know the Squiggities and the PDLs be tough. So you know, what I mean, the Squiggities don't beat for no Crips. They got their hands full with PDL.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
cause
I remember them motherfuckers, boy. Them motherfuckers marched they motherfucking ass right up to the stone on Fair Oaks, nigga. Gang of Squiggly, right up in the motherfucking ABC hood. I was like, wow.
I done had a million squabbles with them though, all around, all that mirror in front, all up and down fair, all that gyms, all that.
Yeah.
Millions, I done had a million fights. I was fighting grown men when I was 15.
Yeah, man, that shit used to be crazy, and I'm out there, and you know, I'm from L.A., you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. You
know, me being out there in the midst of all of that shit was crazy as fuck.
Yeah,
I was like,
damn. That same way my brother from L.A., my brother, up out of the 50, up out of the VNGs, but when he was out there, he was tripping out there, it was like, man, he couldn't even, it was crazy. He was getting into it with everybody and everything, even though he was a blood.
Yeah. And that's the way it was because, see, it was a lot of people that, you know, was in my immediate family. They was PDLs.
Yeah.
So, you know, me being a Crip, I used to go and hang out on Summit with the motherfuckers and everything. And the motherfuckers wouldn't fuck with me at all. So, actually, I just went all around motherfucking Pasadena, Altadena, Cloud 9.
Yeah, you probably got family out there too. As a kid, I was able to do that, but yeah, right now I wouldn't even be comfortable. But you know, everybody from Durock got cousins from PDL.
Right, I know. That's crazy.
You know that? Yeah, everybody from PDL got family from. You know what I mean? You got fathers and sons and shit. From, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Nick and Pop, like my homies got kids from PDL, and some PDLs got some sons from Durock and shit like that.
Right, crazy, right.
Yeah.
Well, check this out, man. We're going to get into a couple of your songs. You say Crip God. We got three of them, so
we're
going to jump into a couple of them. Which one you want to play first, Adrenaline? Or you want, Long As You Real, which one you want to do? Well, Long As You Real was only 39 seconds, so we'll jump into
39
that. That's what it say. That's the only thing it
says. That's like 4 minutes. You need to get that. That's with Nipsey and Pop.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
That's real big. Ain't no 39 seconds. Yeah, that's real big. That's like four. It's down there 5 minutes. I don't know how that came out, 39 seconds.
Wait, hold on. Let me see something real fast. Because that's what was sent to me, and it only came out 39 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell.
It was my mistake. However, you know what I mean, whatever. I remember when when I got the message to send him, I was faded. I knew it was faded, tired, under sick, traveling, had got caught the flu or some shit.
Yeah, let me see. Yep, that motherfucker is 39 seconds. Yep,
damn.
It's not even that big. It's
well, we gonna have to get back to that one then, because that's big, man. For me, that's like that was the biggest one before the Crip God came, and you know it's right under Crip God.
Okay, well, we got those two, and man, all you got to do is chime in.
What's
up?
Is that Crip God?
We got Crip God, and we got Adrenaline.
Oh yeah. You can play them. It don't even matter what order.
Okay, well, we getting ready to go into Adrenaline. Then
you know,
we usually play two, and then you know what I'm saying, play some more songs, and then get into your feet. You know what I'm saying? But what we'll do is we're going to run them back to black, and then play a couple of more songs, some of our shit, and then we'll get back, man. True West Radio, man. Big Blue Rag is up in the building, you know, along with all of us, Sweet P, motherfucking JoJo Loco, True West, DJ Have Love. We in this motherfucker, and we'll be back. Let's get into this.
Tap in with your folks and tell them to call in.
323-642-1597. Give us a call.
Word.
Get in
Press
this bitch. Let's get some. Let's get it cracking. Yeah, yeah.
I'm on that case and shit. I'm Chris the Critic. Case and shit, little bitch. I'm on that case and shit. Westside do rock case and shit. Enough is enough, they've been cuffing me up for so long, but I'm strong, I can bust out the cuffs, only cuffing the slut when I'm fucking her butt out the door with more than a couple of bucks. Crossing me up, they've been bossing me up, they can't soften me up, cause I'm rugged and rough. That ain't got nothing to do with my gang, I'm a shooter with aim and I'm truly insane. I'm ruly, I came from the truly, my pain and my struggle, my hustle with cuties, I bang, I'm a foolie on flame, I'm militant, not ignorant, I'm not a moody, my brain should be an exhibit and some kind of mute. See him, I see him, you trying to be blue, why you trying to be me, I ain't trying to be you, I'm too clever, you never gonna do what I do. Smoking and choking on Pepe Le Pew, I've been lokin' and yokin' and weapon and shoot. Since I was 11, I'm hell of a never gon' let it go, but I'm just sick of the suckers. Boys and busters and bitches that suckin' and lookin' for nothing but startin' some beef, and they sparkin' the heat of a pussy. This public ain't saying excuse me, I'm pushing and shoving my way through the door and invited, I came in. No stunts, ain't fighting for fame, and ain't pullin' no silly shit just to go viral. I was just killin' shit just for survival. They be disquilling, it's just like the Bible with Jesus and Judas. Been deep in the foolish, with squeezing the rulers with police position. Parolees from prison, they know we been drippin'. But I ain't actin' insane no more, I don't move around with the gang no more. I came up in this game solo and I used to found a game old though, but I'm paying my orders every dollar they work, real for real, and I ain't gonna work nobody that signs to my company, ain't gonna try to keep them up under me. I'ma let them blow, I'ma let them know what they need to know, I'ma let them go, I'ma give them advice that's only gonna help. I'm real, I don't care about only myself, I'm swear I'ma share, but I'm only be felt by the realest and raw, only relate to the illest and hardest, not phonies and fake, killer regardless, I only be great. Feel my pain right now, finally using my brain right now, and I'm really a genius, I always been scarred like I'm feeling my penis, I always been hard and I'm finally focused, it's time to be open with whoever with me when I'm in the struggle, my crew never with me, my time in the struggle, been all my life and to find me some struggle was easy, always easy for me, all the women was sleazy to me, so that's why I pick when I'm treating them bad, that's why I send them to reach for the bad, like they working for Gucci, but really just working at coochie, they really go silly, I'm in the booth, I be speaking my life and my sweat and my tears will leak on the mic with adrenaline, you got a personal beef with me, we gon' handle it personally, but I ain't gon' be beefing with you if you beefing with me, cause my turf is a D, got a problem, let it be a personal one, and don't hate me just cause of the turf that I'm from, I'm a product of pain from the dirt in the slum, cocking the aim, I murk with my gun, only protect my mom and my daughter, my struggle is stronger, my drama been harder, my slaughter, my killer, my llamas is sparking, my daughter is realer, my mama is harder, than all of you niggas who promise your part and you playing it wrong, reaching the contract, really been fighting and clutching the steel, nothing but real when I'm speaking on my track, nobody fucking with me with this music, speaking and spewing and G's and truest, famous for aim. And that fire that's flaming, fire was banging like beats that I'm chewing. Feast on these beats and I'm eating right through them. These so-called lyrical people, I do them so bad that it's sad to a rag, I'm a dad. But right now I got me, I'm the bluest. Adrenaline, adrenaline, I'm militant. I got adrenaline, adrenaline. Bitch, I'm a G, I'm from the era khakis and Pendletons. GJTheBomb.com. Hey, sir.
This shit crazy, cuz.
Trying to keep up, shit is not a contest. Whipping bands concept, heaven sent, God sent. At least that's what my mom says. Proof is in the progress, money's not an object. Busy than a motherfucker, you know how my job get. Barking up the wrong tree, you know how the dogs get. Haven't fallen off yet. Come with a classic, they come around years later and say it's a sleeper. The ears are rare, the petty is real. Might trust my ex for a feature. Deposit the money to Brenda Leticia, Alinda Felicia. She came for me twice, I didn't even know for her once. I'm a pleaser, 42 millimeter, was made in Geneva. Yeah, I probably should go to Yeshiva, we went to Ibiza. Yeah, I probably should go label Yeezy, I need me some Jesus. But soon as I started confessing my sins, he wouldn't believe us.
Sins, I got sins on my mind and some M's. Got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind, I'm in love.
Controlling the land, soldier command over the land with this music I'm making. I'm truly forsaken. The shooters, I'm sacred. My flow on demand, swinging the sky with an angel. I'm fly, cocaine in her eye, banging her pie. Clever and high with my brain in the sky. Never gon' die. I'm a gangster alive. I'm done with the banger, cause banging is right. I'm mopping your business. I'm changing the mind of all of my followers, all of my hollowers, all of my power up gang on the grind. Stuck up in jail and I'm missing my bitches, missing my riches and missing the business. Regretting the time I was missing the business. This took a turn, even itching to give me
10. I got sins on my mind and some M's. Got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind. I'm in love. I'm in love with two girls at one time and they 10. That's why I got 10 on my mind. I got M's. Got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends. Yeah, I keep my friends on my mind. Should repent. I need me some Jesus in my life. Amen.
Pop, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sexed my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer similar to bitches to carry. Get you near me, we running visions to overpack prisons. Being into niggas, thugs, living depression. Three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, let me slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, deficiated in this genius behavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled them mark soon as we thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, nigga got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. For being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique's so legit, we keep a
on us, niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defenseless. It's senseless, knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provide shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke piss to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on, but splashed on niggas. Will I dash on niggas once I mash these figures? I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Alexis or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? It's the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got a MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double O. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. When we coming for you, we hit the house of blue. Acting like fools. My nigga fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest. Nah, nah. Baby inside his belly. Nah, nah, nah. It was back in belly. I told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, fatal. What are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in the front. Niggas saying, God damn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? Wants to pump? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean, with bitches inside too. Me, I was still in the back, drinking on some Hennessy. I just did a dope ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets, count, came out rapping and stealing, making 5s. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots. Fuck the cops. Well, I stopped. I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Yeah, everything works. Everything you bitch that lava. Everything.
I spit lava, you ain't gotta hype it. It's all in my brain, I ain't gotta type it. Everything wet, fuck everything else. Do this shit to death, run these streets by myself. Spit any train, rob a OE zipper. Old niggas still got hoes on
on the zipper. I'm off my meds, got the doc looking for me. But I'm back on the block getting money with the homie. I can't change, won't change, still getting bread. In the back of the lack, niggas still getting head. I can switch teams like LeBron and still getting rings. You can do what you want to when you move like the king. What's wrong with me? Throw them dubs in the air. That's how it go down when it's bud in the air. It's enough to go round, cause it's love in here. But if you niggas act up, I dump slugs in here. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. I fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. No horses or anything with wheels. Ride no niggas who think they got skills or got deals. Assassins in my squad, lyrical terror, a smoke from the raw. 6 million ways, you know the rest of the phrase. Choose one, we make it count when it pays. Who stays, who go, who high, who froze. Y'all know the business and everybody knows. True West, True West, that's what I'm yelling, no secret. Every single day I yell at frequent. That's what I love, like my neck so fly. I'ma ride with my crew till the day that I die. Some defect, but I'm staying right here. Hands on knowledge and a hand on the beer. Disrespect the truth, I think that you minor. You are what you are, but what you not is a rider. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. I fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders.
Tell me that any nigga that ever looked at me wrong, owes me money, or ever said any jealous bullshit about me is fucking dead.
Yeah, yeah, can't scratch, can't scratch. True West, True West, for life, for life. Remember that, remember that. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Be the chief, but they ain't nothing but an Indian. Make your own tracks and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not tripping cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to King, and there won't be no other track that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. The loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head. I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTVs on your banners and shit. You don't have my song, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man.
Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself
close to my brother, you be standing by my side. If you're trying to be that motherfucker that you not, freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not, freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
Wait a minute, bitch, True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch, DJ Headblood, my girl Sweet Pea, what's up, baby?
Yeah, my nigga JoJo,
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? Oh.
This is True West Radio, it's the hip-hop scene, we don't play none of that,
none of that sauce,
none of that, none of that Play-Doh, yeah, it's that time for True West Radio, throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go, baby, drop that ass when you on the floor, cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning, JoJo talking gangsta shit, King Scratch got the tables turning, Sweet Pea with that sweet voice, Mike Byer, Rolls Royce, mainstream, yeah, fuck them, True West Radio is my choice, reality and some real talk, no censors, nigga, call up, you got bars, you unsigned, need hype, yeah, call us, we keep you straight from 6 to 8, it's all love, no room for hate, hip-hop singing is our thing, it's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Hi, True West Radio. We back in the motherfucking building. What's going on? Out of the hour, Big Blue Ride.
Yes,
sir.
We got
JoJo Loco. You know what I'm saying? We got Sweepy. DJ Hev Love. My big old gigantic old Daddy B is up on this motherfucker.
Party.
What up, fam? What up, fam?
Grandpa Lee is on this mug. And we got another caller from the 626, 626, 624. Who this here? 626, 624.
Central Cali.
That's my area code.
Yeah, they left. Rev Ali, what's going on, man? I see you down there.
Man, you know ain't nothing going on but the piss.
Drink that piss, nigga. He taking a shot at the piss right now.
Hold on. Wow. That's a great intro. Ain't nothing going on but the piss.
Oh,
and some people take offense to that, Ali, because they think you're talking about some R. Kelly stuff, talking about piss. Sometimes you gotta explain yourself a little better. We know.
Well, you know, the folks don't know what you're talking about. They're the confused. As long as they ain't attacking us, leave them alone.
Hey, you see they're attacking us? Look, they trying to attack us because everybody ain't taking the coronavirus vaccine.
Man, them people is the devil. They can't do nothing to you. They can't make you. They can't do you. They can't say anything about it. Leave those folks alone, man. The same with the Most High Angels and listen to DJ Scratch Beats.
you can't walk scrappy today because you ain't took your chest yet,
Holly. Well, you know, you got to live off the grid, Scotty. Did get you a camper like you always been talking about. Get you a camper, live off the grid.
You got to live off the turf, huh? Off the fat of the land.
Man, forget these people, man.
Build a treehouse and live in it.
I'm telling you, man.
I've been teaching a bartering class for the last 10 years. I need to go back online and start training these dudes and females and ladies and kids again. It's about to get ugly before it gets even better, I think. But we're not prepared. We're not prepared as we should be.
Right.
We're not prepared as we should be. We can do better. I know we can do better.
Right. Well, Big Blue Rag, man, I like your soul, man. They, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's...
Yeah,
you know.
But I was, that was like, man, I'm trying to, that was like, you know what I mean, some fat, like, I got some, I mean, a real better, like, representation, man, in the next song with your selection that I get to send.
Well, you know, we got them tracks. Somebody sound like they by a train or some shit.
Yeah, that ain't me, because I'm indoors.
Let me mute myself. I'm on the highway.
That's Scotty D over there by them trains. You know, he lives on the midnight train to Georgia.
That ain't me, Georgia.
On the midnight train to Georgia. Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo.
Hey, wow.
I almost thought I was a filthy, and I saw it
there. Uh-huh.
You don't have no questions, Alex?
Yeah, I was going to ask him who influenced him, because he raps a little bit different.
No, Blue Rock, he was asking who influenced you.
Who influenced me?
Yeah, your style, the way you rap. Because, you know, you actually rap. Everybody's doing this little singing shit now.
It's been a whole lot of influences over the years, you know, because it's been generation. It's been, you know, it started with Run DMC. You know what I mean? It started with Run DMC and then WA, and you know what I mean? BDP, all that old, and then all through the 90s. You know what I mean? So it all got all types of influence, but not nobody recent though.
Right.
I ain't got no influence recently. Yeah, I'm just me. I'm already, you know what I mean? I already got it. My whole get down, like, perfected. It's just me. I don't, you know, I'm unorthodox. I'll just come any type of way. Just whatever come to my head, I'll just come with it. I record every single day. I record, like, you know what I mean? I recorded, like, 4 songs a day.
Wow.
No, I can relate to that because I just told my husband that music don't sound the way that it used to sound. And I'm not talking about the way people rap or the way they sing. The actual music don't sound.
Yeah, the music, period. Yeah, I don't like the auto-tune. I can't stand that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I just don't like it.
I hear you.
Everybody make everybody sound exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't like that. It's just going on and on. Now that's just like that's a commercial sound now. Like, you know what I mean? So I really don't like it. I ain't never really, you know.
It ain't really, I can't even call it a commercial sound. It's just an everybody sound now.
Yeah,
because
but
that's
like,
what the next cat do. The next cat do.
Not say commercial,
cat does.
Because like who I like in my hood and the motherfuckers I be with, they ain't playing that shit. That's why I say, but like we don't listen to none of that shit where I'm from.
Oh no, we don't either. I mean,
we don't listen to the radio. That's what I'm saying. You hear that type of shit on the radio? The shit we play, it don't sound like none of that. We don't play none of that type of shit.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
You know, that's on certain. You know what I mean, certain places you go. You know. Certain places you go, they be on it. Certain places not. Even if, you know, certain places in the South, they ain't with that shit. They playing that gutter shit. They ain't playing that sound, though, that where everybody gonna sound like Future shit. They ain't doing that everywhere.
I hear you, because that's the way it
is.
Yeah,
but you know how that go, man. You know, everybody been around. You know, that's, you know how it goes in the game. You know, they're gonna do what's, you know, once one thing, you know, take some popularity, man. You know, they gonna run it to the dirt, in the dirt, drag it to just like, it's like, you know what I mean, to it make a bad taste in your mouth. That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm. That part. Mm-hmm.
It's to the bad. He be talking about it all the time. He be like, when
I'm
somebody gonna do
too.
Something different?
I know I'm not a youngster, so I don't really want to listen to nobody that's like 15 or 16 at this point.
On the real, me either. I mean, it's not even relatable. That's like silly. What I'm going to be sitting up listening to some kids for? That's real.
Mm-hmm.
Confetti, the real soldiers are in the building. Confetti, what it does?
What is going on, man?
Chilling, man. Chilling. What the hell is going on? Got my man Big Blue Rag on there, just chopping it up.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've been I've been digging in crates, grabbing like the old sample, like a lot of sampling, a lot of old like West Coast, you know what I mean, classic, you know what I mean, beats and shit like that, man. Just even even prove more of a point.
Well, that's
my zone. That's my element. I noticed that. That's where everybody like me at the most, like with that, just that classic West Coast sound. I try to do all type of stuff, but that ain't what people want me. They want me right there. I noticed that.
Well, I mean, hell, you got to do what you feel anyway, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, but I know, but you know, I feel everything I do, but at the same time, I just, the stuff that I feel more personally, like the stuff that be my favorite songs that I do, is never nobody else gonna be crazy about it ever. They be like, yeah, they be like, yeah, that's cool, that's, you know what I mean, that's straight right there. But me, I be like, damn, I love this shit. But then it be songs that everybody else be going crazy over, and I be like, damn, I don't even really listen to that song. You know what,
yeah, well, I like it, and clearly I
put it out there, so I'm satisfied with the work. But it's like, that's not my favorite. That's not even my, you know what I mean. So that's what I'm saying. I can't go off what I like.
Well, see, the thing about it is,
I mean,
the thing about it is, most of the time, it's just like me. I'm my worst critic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And motherfuckers, people be like, that shit is hard. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, you know.
But I think that's most artists, they worst critic. I think most artists like that, though, man, going to be more, you know, harder on themselves.
Yeah, because, you know, the whole thing about it is, it's always when you're an artist, you know, you be content about what you do, but then the thing about it is like, damn, I could have did that better.
Every time. I swear, I hate, and especially if something get mixed and it's already, you know what I mean, it's finalized already, I'll be like, I should have said that different. I knew I should have changed that part right there. Like, I always be doing that, man, always.
Well, yeah, that's the worst thing.
Do you make music for you, or do you make music for your fans?
Well, I make music for me, because I don't even consider myself having no fans.
Okay.
I don't even think about no fans. I make it for me. You know what I mean? It's straight up. It's like therapy for me. I do it for free. I did it for free. I just started making a few dollars off of it. I did it for free for 20 years. Damn near. And out the trunk CD era, though. I did good on that little wave, though. I went ghetto platinum out the trunk for sure. But I'm saying, yeah, I know, it's for me, man. I do it for me. I don't be thinking about nobody when I be. It's like personal with me. It's like my journal.
Well, I mean, that's the way it is, man. You make songs for you, and, you know, people like them, they like them, but once again, it always go back to, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to make just beats for motherfuckers to drive around the neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
You want to make something that's going to make you some money, because if you put your
hell
time
yeah,
and
yeah.
your effort
yeah, I,
into
you
that
thinking
shit.
I just made some shit today to a reggaeton beat. And my mom
right.
is crazy about it. She love it. I was like, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm always thinking outside the box. But it's still for me, though. I got to get a feeling. If I hear something, I get the feeling. It was a one-take freestyle. I freestyled the whole song one take. But if I get a feeling, I like it, whatever it is, I'm going to do it. But I don't never be thinking like, oh, man, this probably can be on the radio, or this product. I don't think like that, because that take away from your creativity to me. That's my opinion. I just do the song and it come out, you know what I mean? I got a broadened vocabulary, so I don't even really use a lot of profanity anyway. So I don't really worry about that, you know what I mean? I got plenty of words. I've always been real good with words. Homework, I never did homework. My schoolwork was always easy for me. I was always an intelligent thug.
That's what's up. Yeah, man, because, you know, like I said, you know, it's always good to stay in the lane that you like to drive in, you know what I mean? Some people like to drive in the middle lane. Some people don't want to be next to the wall. Some motherfuckers want to be in the slow lane, so, you know what I mean? It's just the lane you want to drive in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then actually, you know, who's going to follow you? You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they be like, shit, we in the fast lane over here, but we in the middle lane. We'll be in the slow lane. So it depends on who want to get behind you, you know what I mean? That's real, you know, what people don't realize, because once again, I'm glad that you said that, you know, you make music for you, because hell, I make music for me. I do things for me, you know. Now, if you need a track, I'll put something that's in your lane, what kind of shit you want. You know what I'm saying? You know, but if I'm doing it for me, I'm getting ready to do it the way I want to do it.
Exactly. And that's what I respect, man. That's what any artist, that's what I respect right there.
Yeah.
Like, I was having a debate, like, yesterday with somebody, like, Cat from Dago. He was saying, oh, man, the reason that the South is on top is because the classic West Coast sound is old and it ain't been motherfuckers. But I was telling it, it's way deeper than that. It ain't just that. Because you just said classic, you contradict yourself when you say classic and old at the same time. Classics never get old.
Right. We still like certain
songs from our grandparents' generation. You know what I mean? There was a classic. So we like songs that they grew up on. That's why you got teenagers right now can sing a Tupac song word for word. You know what I mean? So... And Wade wasn't thought of when he was alive. So that was a classic. That never get old. So you can't say a classic and sound get old. So you contradict yourself right there. But you can say, like, the sound that everybody do. Like I was saying, the more commercial sound, or anybody can go pull a Roddy Ricch and go sound like Atlanta and blow up real quick. But we're going to respect somebody like Mozzie more that's going to come with our sound and be our shit. That's West Coast shit right there. That's Mozzie. Not Roddy Ricch.
And you know what? I look at it when I look at making music. This is me from being down south versus New York, LA. I feel like I'm not from bar country. You know what I'm saying? So I don't go in and try to fight with bars. And my deal is just make meaningful music. And you got, like, some of these cats, the young, you got to realize the young cats is a whole nother different breed. The music and the tune and the sound. But I mean, we ain't got down south, we ain't have to. We not trying to compete with these cats got the best bars. Now you got some cats here, but we sticking to this. Let's make something that they love, something they can harmonize to, something they can sing to.
Yep.
And these young cats.
You had cats like T.I. and Luda that came out with super bars, though, and still had the same thing as everything else.
Right, right.
Like, you
but
know, I mean,
saying,
you had
you
that,
know.
At that time, like, once Ludacris and T.I. came out, that kind of upped the bar, though, for the Southern artists for a while. Young Dro, all them was
good. Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Still was Southern artists and still had they South all the way, everything Southern, but way more complex with the lyrics. That went on for a long time, all the way to, like, the whole Future and all them things.
Well, see, the thing about it is, you know, and it's not...
And then
Bun
B had wordplay.
Yeah,
I mean, you got a lot of, you know, I'm not taking away from it. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I even said that too. I even explained that too, because a lot of more, the South, a lot of Southern stuff gonna be a lot slower, and motherfucker gonna be, it's gonna be simple, straight to the point. You know what I mean? And the
right.
production is more important. Motherfuckers in the South gonna be more on the beat versus, you know what I mean,
right.
motherfuckers bars.
That's what I was gonna say. I would say the South,
the beat
is on top because of production for one, but for two, almost everybody has family in the South. Like you brought up Roddy Ricch.
That's what
he
grew all our roots
in
are.
Atlanta. He
baby.
Might
yeah,
be
all
from
our,
out there.
All our grandparents from.
He spent a lot of time in Atlanta. So, and then you have, you know, the internet, it shut everything down. You can't just only promote. You can promote only stuff that come from New York, but people are going to hear stuff from everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And everybody kind of like, and it's like getting blended now, too, you know what I mean, with the sounds, you know what I mean, as far as regions, east, west, and south, it's been blended, you know, with the artists, they doing all type of, you know. But it's still like for the most. But then also, our game. Also, I explained the difference between out here, the well, I'm saying out here. I'm out here in Atlanta right now. Talking about out here, but I mean in California, our gang culture is so prominent that it won't allow us to promote to support each other. You know what I mean, like that. Back in, you know what I mean, the 90s and the early 2000s, all our big artists, they was all commercial artists with major deals on major labels. We never had no underground independent scene in Southern, not in L.A. We never will because our game. And then now our rappers are real gang members, real street dudes. That's another thing, not just affiliated or just grew up around. Like, nah, they really members, like really active gang members that's out here shooting and fighting and all that. So that's you ain't gonna be able to get no culture, a hip hop culture.
That's
why the West ain't gonna never be, because of this. Ain't nobody. I mean, I remember when, because that's why people had to get out. I remember when Nip first came out and they was selling his CDs. His CDs wasn't going. You know where CDs wasn't going? Nowhere outside of the Crenshaw district. Because they got a million enemies. There wasn't nobody finna listen to no. And at that time, he came out. He was gang banged out. He was rolling 60s on every song. Wasn't nobody listening to that but his homies. But he got out. He went to New York. He started, doing all that traveling and expanded his mind. And then that's, you know what I mean? And the same as Game, they got out. And you got to get out.
Well, look,
like
Nipsey.
Me. Right now, I got out. I'm not in California.
So a Nipsey, well, that was just a couple of years ago. Well, this is what I feel like. I feel like California, West Coast still doing their thing. He just...
No, I'm talking about when
the way
first
I feel
came
like,
out when he was underground, like when he was doing Bullets, ain't got no names. I'm talking about that Nip.
But
I'm saying, wasn't nobody supporting him at that time.
The thing is that motherfuckers don't know about Nipsey, he never made a damn album.
Until
the last
day,
he made
the album that Victory Lap is the album.
Oh, okay, well, that was the first one
years.
He made, because
no,
he was just doing, like, mixtapes and shit.
Yeah, that was all, his whole career was mixtapes.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, the thing about it is, you know, it's just like anything else. If you got a following, I don't give a damn if you in your neighborhood, you know, or wherever the hell you at. If you got a big following, you can still make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, this nigga, not only did he had the 60s, he had all the neighborhood and everybody else.
That what was, I'm saying, like right fun. Now, these young rappers right now, they not on that. I'm telling you, they not on that. They gang banging on every song. They got all their homies in every video. They million guns. You see what these little niggas doing. And they not
everywhere.
Other LA artists that they don't get along. Ain't no BPS rappers supporting no rappers from the 40s, and ain't none of that going on. They disrespect the whole, it's way ugly. They disrespecting each other in songs. Dead homie, they doing all, they trying to act like Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They talking about smoking ops and shit, throwing that Chicago shit. That's what it,
Come on, now. Smoking out. Smoking on smoking on.
They doing that
smoking
now out
Coochie.
Here in L.A.
Smoking
man,
on Ricky.
In L.A. now, them young niggas talking about smoking this and smoking that. We ain't never been on no shit like that, disrespecting no dead.
I told you
never,
that's the
no
internet.
Matter where he was from. We ain't never got out like that, like as far as like on the, right. Come on a public scale, like fuck Woofy Woof from Woofy Woof. We ain't never got out like that.
Hey, you know, like what they said over here when one of the kids got shot. They were in Fort Worth, he say that shit happened in Houston. But I guess a little cat, you know, they had a little beat going on. But it's like, what did you say? He jumped on that scene. Man, tell your mom to come get his $10,000. No, she ain't got the money, come bury.
Man, oh, yeah,
man,
I seen that.
Crawling on the internet.
I seen that
crawling.
Yeah, super disrespectful. Y'all seen that shit? Yeah, I seen that like yesterday.
Mama, come get his $10,000. I was like, man.
Well, you
man,
know, they got that album chain, man. I just seen one of them right a video earlier. Dude shooting a video. It was on TikTok. He's shooting a rap video, sitting on his op back, pop's back. He's like, I'm sitting on my op daddy back. Daddy like a old crackhead or something. Daddy and mama like crackheads at a gas station, and I don't know what he even did, but he's sitting on the man back and rapping. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, that's funny. You know what? That's not funny, bro.
I'm filming a video while I'm sitting on my op daddy back.
Like, what the fuck is that?
It ain't funny. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is really, that shit is just out of control, man. I'm like, come on. So that's what, you know, you got that type of shit going on. And that's the, they think that's hip hop.
Well.
And that's why they not laughing. They dying. They gone in 2 years.
Right.
Look, NBA, they all in either indicted or dead or OD'd or killed.
Right. And they just, they didn't clean
because
up. That's another thing.
They live. They put everything on camera. They want to do every drug. They want to show 1,000 guns in their videos. And they want to talk about crimes like they ain't felonies, like they ain't illegal. And so they ain't having
that,
no longevity. So it's like, it's bad, man.
Yeah, that's what I be telling them. Like, bro, like all that stuff y'all doing, you don't gonna be seen doing all that stuff. And you talking on these records like you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And then look at the biggest artist, man, the youngster, man, NBA, he gone already. They got, man. Already, man.
My cousin was saying, my cousin, I just came to
Louisiana.
They say NBA young boy about to get out. I want to see this. Cause he on top of the charts right now. They say he's
on
top.
That's
top
what I'm saying, and that's crazy. Well, he on top. He number one. That's what I'm saying. He's sitting up in the Fed.
Go to jail.
I mean, that's crazy.
Get out. In your record sale.
But they say he's deal almost over it.
The team in fuck.
Look, what's the name? No, matter of fact. What's the name? Number one now. Melly. YMW Melly. I just seen that right now. He just went number one today. But you look what you gotta do. You either gotta die. Like King Von and all that.
He just got out of jail.
Go to the feds and get indicted, and then you're gonna be number one. You're gonna be hot. That's the image.
But you gotta get back 20 years to get that though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta get you by 20, right?
Yeah.
But see,
all of that be good for the record company.
That's it. That's all that's for, the machine, man, for the major company.
Because when you go to jail, because there's been a lot of motherfuckers who, you know, we had some motherfucking dope-ass shit. And we was on the cusp of just coming the fuck up. But what happens is, now it's time to do a show, and you can't do a show because your ass in jail. You know, that's the type of shit that blows me away about a lot of motherfuckers, because they don't understand the fact that, hell, we still trying to do a goddamn business. We trying to get something cracking, and you out there doing stupid-ass shit, and then you fucking up my business. All the time that I put in on your motherfucking ass is over now, because now we can't even do no business. So you got a whole 2 or 3 albums. And we can't do a goddamn thing with it.
Yeah. I believe, to me, and that's why I believe the game is back. Call me crazy, but the older genre of music gonna be hip hop. And the only ones gonna be able to make money is the ones free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only way you're going to make money. You got to stay alive and pay for it.
The smart one.
Well,
and then Bobby Smurder just get out of jail?
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Got out of jail. He's sweet as hell now.
Who you talking about?
Bobby Smurder.
Oh, okay.
Sweet as hell now. Boy, twerking, looking back at it and everything. He left. He was straight gangster. I'm like, man.
You said he doing
like,
what?
I said he on stage twerking and back bending and sticking his tongue out.
Man, get up out of here, man. Get up out of here, man.
Go look at it right now. Go look it up on YouTube right now. Bobby Smurder, suspect dance moves. It's viral right now.
Get out of here,
they,
man.
They released that boy. You know
it's
I mean?
Viral right now, man. That boy is a whole. He's acting like Lamar from Avenger the Nerds, man. He boy damn near. He like almost Lil Nas X. He almost there.
Ah, I know you.
I ain't playing,
there.
Man. Check him out. I'm telling you, he's a whole different dude. That quick, he just signed with Jay-Z. You know what come with all that?
Well, see, the thing about it is. Low key, the motherfucker was like that already.
Man, of course. You don't get it. I'm just saying, but it's now, you know, it's all, he ain't hiding it.
Mm-mm.
He ain't hiding it now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. I was rooting for him. I was like, damn, that's how he getting down?
Well, that's what happens, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
yeah, man. Oh, yeah, you know, we've seen it a million times. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's,
you know, and then
you know,
now, you know, the world we living in now, you know, it's so they, you know, they got their mafia, so you know, now they, you know, I mean, forcing it more or less. At first it was like accept us, now it's like y'all better embrace us.
Well, see, the thing about it is, you got a lot of people that's out there, and the thing that they really, I mean, hell, it's just like Nas X. All them motherfuckers is all about trying to get paid. So they know that they got a fucking lane. Because nigga motherfucker come out, he gay. You know what I'm saying? All the gay folks gonna be like, yay! Let's
buy
this
shit. But my thing is that's all fine and dandy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody growing. Whatever you do in your bedroom is your business. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about all the extra shit, man. Come on, you know what's going on.
They gotta do the extra shit, because the extra shit is go get them some money or get them some boyfriends or some shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, why they can't just, saying they openly gay is enough. You ain't gotta just wear dresses and the lap dance and the Satan lap and all this whole extra shit.
I guess that's what coming out the closet really means. You know what I mean? Nigga, that means you'll put anything on that's in the closet, nigga. You could be in your sister's closet, nigga, and put on her dress. That's what coming out the closet means. The motherfucker just come out the closet, and it ain't no telling what he gonna wear, what he gonna say, what he gonna wear.
They act like they ain't never had rights. Y'all been having gay rights. Get out of here. Y'all act like y'all ain't never had rights. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Acting brand new rights.
To each his own. The motherfuckers, if you going to do it,
civil rights,
go on and do it. That's on them, because the main thing about it is I ain't got to deal with the motherfuckers. I ain't no motherfucking homophobic motherfucker or nothing like that. You know, but my whole thing is, if that's what they want to do, they going to do it. But I just want to see the backlash on the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in the end of the day, it's always going to be something that's going to come and bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't even...
Sure.
I don't really trip off of them. Nas X motherfucker,
either.
I really, you know, him and Rainbow Bright, I can't stand them motherfuckers. Motherfucker Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah. He's on Rainbow Bright.
Now they trying to say your boy ain't responsible for that. Now they saying Jim Jones supposed to be in the flip.
Oh yeah, Jim Jones. He's all, he all bad. That's all yeah.
Huh?
Jim Jones all bad. They got his paperwork out and all that.
I say here you go again. Here you go. Hey, you know what? It don't even matter. As long as you tearing down black entertainment, it don't matter, you know? Let the other side go get their money, walk in the park, and everything. They can be proud of hip-hop, and we started it. As long as our side get tore up, that's all that matters. There's nobody forgets that. We can't tell, and we ain't making no money to reinvest, and, you know? Oh, well.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I just
let the other side.
Shit is fucking crazy, bro, but that's exactly what it is, man. It's just, you know, a lot of, you know, people that's willing to do anything to get noticed
mm-hmm.
in the business. You know what I mean? They work yep. around and they'll go to the extreme. They don't give a fuck about what they got to do to be in this motherfucker. They just want to be in it.
I'm saying black hip-hop is toe up, white. Am I crazy? Is it white hip-hop got to deal with the same thing black hip-hop got to deal with? If they can go, they can go.
No,
so
of course
they gotta
not.
Back here. Why
ain't
black
no
hip-hop?
Going
yeah. See,
the
I don't hear
no white little Nas X's. No, they ain't got to do that.
It's black hip-hop. Long as outside show up.
Well, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing about it, see, because, I mean, I don't know. I really can't say it's
no.
just something called white hip hop. It's almost like
man,
they call
geez,
us.
They making
wait
money.
A minute. When we did NWA, they call it gangster music. They call our shit gangster music before anybody even thought about it. Okay, well, I thought we was all hip hopping. But there's a difference between hip hop and then they gave us gangster music because we started talking about. Or street shit.
Right.
That whole West Coast. We started talking about our street shit. They wasn't talking about no street shit. But then, you just look at the twist. All of a sudden, you got a whole lot of motherfuckers out there on the East Coast talking some gangster shit that they said that we was doing wrong. Remember when they made self-destruction?
Mm-hmm.
They made self-destruction.
But I'm saying,
they was talking about us.
So you can say something. We just saying rap, what you call it, hip-hop, rap music, or whatever. You cut this game in half. And just cut it. And I'm not saying it's not Spanish and all other nationalities. But we saying this among the white culture and the black culture of music. You telling me they don't have a culture of music? If
they don't call it white
Grammys,
rap.
Huh?
They don't call it white rap.
No, I'm not. They're not calling it rap. But I'm saying whose side is toxic in dealing with. Bro, listen what I'm saying. I don't hear not one person. If you got a white, and I'm just saying concert, rap concert, they worried about going to. When you go to a black concert, it's all type of negative stigmatism going into it. They're not saying that we're not going, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, bro.
I'm just saying.
A lot of negativity attached to it.
Now, you say, what they do is they call it rap or they call it hip-hop. Call it gangster music. Them motherfuckers don't be off on the goddamn stage and say, best gangster music album of the year is. They don't say, the best white rapper on is.
No,
they don't do that.
You ain't got to say it. Hey, you ain't got to say it. Just go to the concert and realize, look at the artist and see the majority of his fans. I'm not saying he ain't got mixed fan base, but what I'm saying, bro, we are black people among black people. We can see, bro, I just don't hear it. And it's all on the same hip-hop channel. Eminem, their music, all I'm just saying, it's on the same hip-hop channel. How come our side is dealing with the antics and the other side is not? Is it obvious? Am I the only one? Am I the only one looking at it? I see that, you know. I see you say what they said. How many rappers? 30 rappers were shot in the last year, was killed in 90 days. Nine at one time. I'm not saying it happened. They were white rappers.
Not one was white.
Huh?
You saying not one was
you say what?
White?
Not one of them was white. Yeah.
No. It wasn't no white
or
rappers.
Or in jail.
It's been some went to jail, but they ain't.
No, not jail. Crazy. No, who went to jail? Who went to prison? I'm talking prison.
I don't know. Tekashi is a motherfucking Mexican, so it wasn't him.
Yeah, ain't no
Puerto Rican.
When white rappers went and did no turn.
Yeah, he won us did.
But see, the thing about it is, it's just like what you was talking about earlier when you was talking about niggas be having beef, disrespect, and all of that stuff. That's why motherfuckers is getting clapped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the motherfuckers is out there going to the extreme because they probably ain't gangsters in the first place, but then they want to prove that, oh, I got some money. I just clap this nigga, whatever, I have him clapped or however, and then you fuck around and your ass is in jail. And then the motherfuckers sit around going, oh, as soon as this nigga get out of jail, I'm going to fuck him up.
But is it on the black side or is it on the white side?
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. If you ask me, the motherfucking white people, the white motherfuckers is smart half-ass. It's the dumb-ass black motherfuckers out there going and do all this wild-ass bullshit that put them in a fucked-up position. Nobody ain't putting their ass in the position. They put themselves in the position.
But I'm just saying, if we started it, how come our side is in so much chaos? And is it a design that we're in chaos, or we just in chaos because we don't know no damn
better?
White
motherfuckers want to be out of jail enjoying the money that they fucking making. That's what I would want to do. Wouldn't you want to just be out of jail enjoying the money that you making?
But what I'm saying, is it by design or we just dumb?
Dumb. That. Confetti, you talking in circles. I just said that. These motherfuckers is dumb. We can't change another dumb motherfucker. We know what the hell we'll do as us. Because we doing it. But we can't change them old dumb-ass motherfucking minds. You could be the richest, dumbest in jail motherfucker in the world. That's exactly what they doing. I ain't preaching to them motherfuckers, you dumbass. You should have thought about it nice enough there. I got $8 million and I'm in jail.
Man,
hey, but somebody cut that.
My commentary gonna
be
good, nigga. I'm gonna be able to go. I'm gonna eat good, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But somebody cut him a check to get louder.
Motherfuckers is dumb. You can't. What the motherfucker say? You can't fix stupid.
Yeah, I'm cool on that. I'd rather be broke and free than rich and in jail.
Man, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm cool on that jail. Yeah, rich being a millionaire in jail, I'm straight.
Nigga, I've been in jail like a motherfucker, and I had everything that I needed, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, goddamn, nigga, I want to be outside.
Yeah, I think we ought to smarten up. I think we were designed to be smart enough, you know. So I'm looking at the whole black side as a whole. I'm not really trying to put it on the back of one person, you know what I'm saying? I just look at it as a whole and see it's a lot more of a us. You know what I'm saying? Seems like our side is catching more hell than the other side.
Confetti, you are a smart motherfucker. You got your company. I got my company. You know what I'm saying? Big Blue Rag, he doing his thing. Motherfuckers,
yep.
They doing their thing. But I'm going to tell you something, and it's crazy, but I know if I had $2 or $3 million, I ain't even ready to be on the dumb side of the fence. I already got 2 strikes already, so I damn sure ain't trying to do nothing fucking dumb
right,
in order
right,
for
right.
me to get took down for the next 25. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers ain't smart. The thing about it is, there's a whole lot of these young motherfuckers who think they tough, so they got to show they tough. And a lot of times that shit backfire. It backfire a whole lot of times. I done seen, there's too many of my little young homies that's in jail for a long ass time, and some of them is dead. Because they try, they want to be tough. They want to prove that they tough. So they do stupid shit in order for the, for them to get locked up or dead.
Some of these cats going so fast, bro. Let me just say, some of these cats are going so fast. But they shine is like, they like they blow up. 3 months later, they gone.
Like, well, look, though.
Where's that way?
I mean, it's something good to talk about, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't care. I really don't give a fuck because whenever you do some dumb shit, there's consequences and repercussions. It's sad as fuck. I can say that, but I don't care, bro. It ain't nothing I can do to change the motherfucker. You want me to go stand on the goddamn soapbox and start preaching to these motherfuckers? Hell no.
Hey, bro. You NWA can't scratch. Bro, take a swing at it. Take a swing at it.
I can only talk to people that want to listen. I can't talk to people who just say, oh, man, fuck what this nigga talking about.
Well, we need the next youngster to listen. Really, though? The youngsters that listening, really though.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing about
black lives don't matter.
It's so many youngsters that come by here and talk to me a whole lot. They come right by the studio. Scratch, I need your advice on something. And I try to give them the best advice that I could give them. And that's when people ask for advice, that's when you know they willing to listen. When you got people calling you on the phone and asking for advice, you know they willing to listen. You know what I'm saying? But you got the motherfuckers walking around this motherfucker like, nigga, you can't tell me nothing. All right, dumbass. We're going to see what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks or the next couple of months. That's the difference between everything. Because no matter, I was telling Scotty D, I was like, man, we can scream from the rooftop anything we want to. But it's going to be some people that listen and some people don't. And the people that don't, when they get a fucked up situation, this shit just getting ready to be ringing in their head. I got a little homie. That nigga doing 25, right? I told that nigga a whole lot of shit. And, you know, this nigga called me from prison. And he kept on going, you know, for the last 10 years, the only thing I've been hearing is your voice in my head. Every night I'll go to sleep. And if he would have turned left instead of turning right, he'd have been good.
Damn.
So that's the thing, man. You got my man. This nigga say every night I hear what you saying in my head, and I can't get it out my fucking head. I said because you should have did what I told you to do instead of saying fuck what you talking about and doing what the fuck you wanted to do.
Man.
I don't know everything, but goddamn it, I ain't been in jail in fucking 25, 30 years.
Man, no, if they won't listen to the Most High, man, you can damn sure believe they ain't going to listen to us. But we can keep trying, though. You can keep trying, though. But they ain't even listen to their own creator, man.
Nah. Well, can't nothing fail but a try. If you didn't try, you failed already. So can't nothing fail but a try. And trust me, I try. Some people listen, some people don't. You know, even grown motherfuckers. You got to do the same thing with grown motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do that shit with myself sometimes. Be like, I'm going to blast this nigga. And I'll be like, yeah, if I do that, that's going to be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, the thing about it is you listen to yourself and then you try to, you know, give everybody what you would do for yourself.
But you know, Scratch, even at like you just say at least at 52, you just got you some good, some life. Some of these youngsters ain't got them no life, man. Some of these ain't got them no good life, no freedom to say that, you know, hey, bro, get you some more freedom, get some more living up under your belt, you know. Get you some life, man.
Well, you know, my mama told me, she said, you keep doing what you're doing, you're not going to see 18. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. You're not gonna see 21. When I got about 20, when I got about 25, I was like, I'm in the game.
Yeah.
When I got 30, I was like, I'm really in the game. So I surpassed all of that that shit that everybody was telling me. That's the thing. It was a will to live, but no matter what, I was still doing some fucked up shit. Still went to jail with all this old bullshit. Got caught up in a whole lot of shit. You know what I mean? But the thing about it was, motherfucking, the big homies was telling me a whole lot of shit, and I was listening, even though I was half-assed listening. So, sitting in the motherfucking, when you sitting in jail, nigga, for a while, you're going to be sitting up there thinking about a whole lot of shit. What's going on outside? Who doing what? Damn, is this nigga fucking with my bitch? I can't wait to get out. It's a whole lot of shit you think about, but the youngsters don't think about it till they get there. And by the time they get there, nigga, at a young age, they institutionalized.
Man.
Them motherfuckers are institutionalized. Some motherfuckers can't live without being in jail, bruh.
Yep. Sad.
It's a whole lot of motherfuckers that I know, nigga. They was out in the world, nigga. They out. They free. Nigga, that's on. But they don't know how to live life, niggas, especially when they look around and say, damn, where that goddamn chicken place come from? Where them houses come from? They ain't been out, you know what I'm saying? They don't know. The best thing they know is going back to jail.
If people don't live where they used to live no more, everybody looking at them like they're strange, they can't adapt.
Yeah, nigga. And nigga, when you get out of jail, nigga, people know that you just got out of jail.
Technology changed. Everything went from beepers to cell phones.
Yeah, motherfuckers be like, they know about this shit, but they be like, oh, here, man, you just get out, man. Let me give you a cell phone. How you use this motherfucker?
They don't even know how to text.
Now that they went to jail, when they were turning the phone, like,
man. I went to jail, they ain't have flip phones. Nigga, get out of jail, they got motherfucking regular goddamn Android type of shit. So you know what I'm saying? It's just, the whole thing about it is, bro, we could preach it, we could tell them, it's the point if they gonna listen. If they ain't gonna listen, what the hell can you do? Once again, I go with grown folks, too, because a whole lot of grown folks is dumb as fuck. And then they just think that they could do anything because they grown.
Yeah.
I was that one.
Yeah, I know, nigga. A whole lot of us was that one. But the thing about it is, right now, we ain't that. And we can try to help. What motherfuckers used to say, if they sit up there and they preaching and you could get to one person, you did your job.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting ready to get to everybody. Everybody ain't getting ready. They ain't getting ready to catch it. Ah, fuck that old ass motherfucker, man.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hear what the old nigga talking about. But you're right, it'll always be that one, though.
Mm-hmm. You'll never know which one. You know, it's probably a hundred motherfuckers on here listening to the show right now, youngsters.
Yeah.
And 99 of them don't get it.
Not at all.
It's just that one motherfucker that got it, they could be done call back. Man, I listen to y'all on the show, man. Man, you got me. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But you did your job. If you get one motherfucker to, you know, yeah, really take heed to what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Of course, we'll get out there. We're going to do our thing. We're going to, you know, do what we do. But at the same time, it's going to be one person listen to you. Next time y'all do a show, go out there and say something positive.
Yeah.
And one motherfucker in that goddamn crowd is going to really sit there.
Always
and
balanced out, man. You know what I mean? With the positive and negative. I always try to throw my, I always throw something positive in there. You know what I mean? You got to get their attention with the negativity because, I mean, that's
right.
That's how you get their attention. That's, I mean, because, you know, motherfuckers, like, for instance, a motherfucker I showed, like, it was a bad shootout. It started as a fight. I seen a video, you know what I mean? I had reposted it. And it started as a fight. You know, they was jumping the dude, whatever. You know, niggas got to pulling out. Man, they got to busting. It was only a full-fledged shootout. A lot of people got shot, all that. Everybody was all cheering on and looking and, you know what I mean, recording. And, oh, yeah, ooh. But as soon as them shots, boy, everybody got quiet and got to crying and getting out the way and running. And so I reposted that for the reason to post my post after it and was like, man, people need to stop instigating drama, man. You know what I mean? Because everybody was cheering on when it was just at first, but then when them shots rang out, everybody had a change of heart. And this is what happens. This is what it leads to every day. You know what I mean? With us, it leads to this. You know what I mean? It's going to be the outcome. People dying, man. You know what I mean? So I did that. Like I said, like, that's what type of stuff I do, you know.
Right.
Like, I'm going to give you the negative because the negative gets their attention. You can't initially get their attention talking some positive stuff. I'm even guilty of that right now.
I mean,
yeah, I do that too.
Knowledge and wisdom and understanding I have, everything I know, everything, I'm even guilty of. Like, if somebody just comes straight on, like, preaching some positivity, my attention is gone. Even me right now. I'm 46 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give them what they want. You want something that's negative, but I'm going to give you some positive with it, though.
Yeah.
You want it, I'm going to give it to you. But that's for you to open your mouth, but I'm going to stick your picture in your mouth, too.
And then when I get something positive up out of it, it's a mess. I'll be like, oh, yeah, that was 100 right there. I like that. That's what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that used to be the thing about it, bro.
Got to give them that balance, man.
That's usually the thing about it because, you know, you get – people that, you know, just like you said, motherfuckers, it's almost like, see, my pop, he's a bishop for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my pop, we sit and have a whole lot of conversations about everything. But don't say nothing about God.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, man, this going to turn into a six-hour conversation.
Oh, yeah. This done went from, you know, homie talk to now you know what I'm saying? As long as you don't say nothing, he ain't the type of motherfucker. Like, if we all in the studio and we drinking or whatever, and he come in here, he ain't here to be, you know, God don't like that. He ain't one of those type of
dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if he say, how you doing? Say, oh, I'm blessed. You might get it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'll be over here talking like I say gangster, right? Really, I mean businessman in a suit. So I feel like I speak the language of the street. If I say gangster about his money, I mean, you got to be a gangbanger. You know, you hide him. But, you know, but a gangster is a businessman. I feel like a businessman, you know, like I watch this in real life. When cats clean up, they come from the bottom. They clean up,
though,
and they put suits on.
But on that note, though, like, but you can, in certain areas, you can say that. Because, you know what I mean? Like, I'm from South Central. I'm from A-Tray Gangster Crip. You know what I'm saying? So when you say gangsters, that means hood. Certain hood.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, cats, you got to realize, we say everybody come through a phase in life. You come from the streets. You come
to me, yeah, I mean, I guess when I grew up down south, a gang of kids hung together. Yeah, all the fighting, all the shooting, the guns, that shit came with it. But these kids were sticking together. And so you stuck the negativity and said this was a gang. It was a neighborhood gang. So, okay, but I'm saying
Hold on. We get ready to go after hours, man. We got about 30 seconds left, man. Thank y'all for chiming in with True West. Man, a man of the night, big blue rag up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be back at y'all Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
hang up because we're going after hours because after hours, I mean, we'll be off the air so nobody can hear us. But, so, you know, y'all get back at us, man. We're going to have some special guests back on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and all that good stuff. True West Radio, Friday. Yeah, we out.
Westside.
Have a safe weekend. True.
Yeah, we out. We off that. Now, you know the thing, I got to find out. I got to see if they record all our after hours shit. But nobody can hear us, so. Unless you on the phone, nobody else can hear you.
It'd just be
fucked up. You'd be like, man, fuck that nigga. And the motherfuckers go back and listen to it, and they hear you say that shit. Nah.
Well, I know motherfuckers heard me say that a couple of times.
I done said it a whole lot, too. Shit, we've been doing this shit for 5 years. Hell yeah. Nigga, I done talk bad about a whole lot of motherfuckers when I thought we was off the air. Nigga, get back. Nigga, hey, be like,
how long y'all been having this crack in 5 years?
Y'all
be going on 6. When it make 6 years?
Oh, no, it's going on 6. In a matter of fact, it'll be 6 next month.
Y'all been saying that 5 for a minute. Like, come on, man.
I thought it was good. I think it's 6 this month. I'll be saying
the year all the way into that month. Then I'll say the next year. That's how I do too.
You know what I'm saying? So I think, I don't know. I'm going to have to go and look and see because, you know, we're going to have our anniversary party.
So it's been a good 6 years. That's a good run, man. It's been a good run.
Oh, yeah, man. Right now we're working on trying to get on this damn XM, man.
That's real big platform
right there, boy.
Sir.
You know what I mean?
Sir.
And you know we got them listening. You know, we always in their ear. They listen all the time. But the thing about it is, you know what I'm saying? They just trying to, you know, decide on how they want to do it. Because then, you know, we're going to have to change the format. Because, you see, we don't have no format. We play some music. Hell, I ain't even play that much music tonight.
Because I know.
We played about four songs,
and that was it. It was just...
But if we can put more music into the show, we good. Because
I think we should put more music in between. Just like we'll be touching on shit like, you know, just good 5-10 minutes. Oh yeah, man, let's get into this song right here, man.
We usually have it cracking like that. Just tonight, I guess we just on some,
It was a deep conversation, though.
It was some real shit.
Yeah, when you start talking about some shit that's serious. When you start getting to talking about things that we need to be talking about, won't play no goddamn music.
On the real, because at that point, like, now we ain't talking about music. Now we just talking about some real stuff.
We talking about life.
We
talking about life. We talking about how you going to live in order for you to make some music. I think Buddha Ali slid in just in time.
Yeah, so I think motherfuckers need to hear that, all that though as well. So it don't need to be just every day playing a game. Every show.
That's just what happens because sometimes we get into, a cool little debate about something.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't did it since Donald Trump. Because when Donald Trump was in this motherfucker, we was having motherfucker long conversations about his ass.
Yeah. I don't even hear about no, since that motherfucker gone, I don't even hear about politics no more. You don't even, everybody was political when that motherfucker was.
But y'all about, you're about to find out because this nigga about to run for president again.
Yeah, I know. He is, hell yeah. He ain't playing.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna even say that. Because every time we used to say something fucked up about
him. Yeah.
they pull the plug on us quick, like they listening to us.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah.
You got to be like, oh, y'all talking about Donald Trump? Y'all off. Get out of here.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all?
What
you
up,
pulling up on your deuce and a half, huh?
What's happening, y'all? True West Radio with your brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV Hustle Never Sleep Blue Light Promotion.
You
coming
jumped
in
right
True
at the right
West
time. You must have jumped in right when we went off the air.
Man, I come in late and I got the looking at the watch and my watch and the time. I said, man, I'm supposed to have been and called in.
we off air now. You in after hours.
I know y'all finna go hard, D. Y'all finna really talk about somebody. They y'all finna have somebody calling 911, goddamn. Y'all know y'all
No, actually, we've been pretty nice tonight. We ain't,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? We've been nice tonight.
Ooh, y'all been chopping heads off, boy. Y'all be chopping heads off. Didn't put them in the blender.
Y'all gotta fall back.
Boy, y'all crucial.
Other shit I gotta handle.
Oh, okay.
I gotta fall back. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
we probably getting ready.
I appreciate it. I was feeling.
Hey,
it.
Hey man, you welcome anytime on here.
Good, yeah,
you welcome anytime on True West Radio, man. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
That's
just,
what's up, man.
We actually went light tonight because usually we be.
Yeah.
Wilding like
hey,
a
who y'all got on the show, Scrat?
Oh, that's Big
who
Blue Rag, man. That's
Big Blue
Rag. Buddha Ali.
Yeah.
All right, man. You got a video out, song out? You got a song video out? What you got going on?
Yeah, I got a new video on YouTube right now called Fire in Hell. It's been up about a couple weeks. It's dope.
Okay,
you know,
man.
You know what I mean? But
Buddha
I got
Ali,
a lot. I'm streaming
got,
on all platforms. I'm on Spotify. I got albums, singles on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. You know what I mean? YouTube Music, everywhere you can stream, download, anywhere you can stream, download, anything with music, I'm there. Big Blue Rag, BIGBLURAGGG.
Where you from, Big Blue?
I'm from Do Rock, California.
Where they located?
L.A. County.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I said Little Rock.
No,
I read
that
no, no,
no,
no,
Little Rock,
man.
Do Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's L.A. County. It's in L.A. County. It's in the San Gabriel Valley.
That's what's up. What,
I got to say, Little Rock, I'm about to come through, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a TV show, man. I'm on Zone 24 TV. Zone 24 TV Return and Zone 24 TV on Blast, man. Look us up, man. That's all we do is play.
All right, for sure.
Under music videos,
man.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I done seen some Zone 24 shit today. I'm a YouTube fanatic, man. So, that's all I do. I don't even watch TV or nothing. I'm a YouTube. I just watch number YouTube. So, I done seen
I done got
shit,
like that,
I'm
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got man. The week. Hey, let me ask you this, Blue. Can we? We got your salute to play one of your videos off your channel.
Oh yeah, for sure. Anything that's up. I mean, that's what it's up for. You can, you got the green light.
Okay,
to play
we covered Oklahoma, Texas, man. Oklahoma, Texas. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, man. Right here in the middle pass, man. The Mason-Dixon line, man. Right here in the Chitlin' Circle, man.
I had a spot in Texarkana, Arkansas.
That's my room. That's why
I had a spot in Dallas. I got a spot still right now in Oklahoma City. I mean, I know that's my region too. I'll be. I'm in Georgia right now.
Yeah, okay.
Though, but I'm finna go back. I travel, man. I'm coast to coast, man. Region to region.
Oh, you in there then? Are you calling out them shit, especially TK? TK, that right down the road.
Yeah. I be in TK, man. I got some peoples out there, all that. I got a little spot out there. Yeah, in the cut.
Okay.
We're
going to definitely link up, man. I appreciate you, man. Let us already check out the video.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on the next episode, and I'll
Likewise,
send it to you,
man.
I appreciate the love, man.
When's the next episode coming out? Because I'm working on it right now.
You know that special edition.
The one I did in Vegas. I'm almost finished with that one, and then I gotta do one more video, my boy Y video. So you can put all them motherfuckers up there at the same time.
We got Scratch on the return Zone 24 TV return. We got them on that episode 1 and 2. And then you know what? They done brought Rap City back out. Rap City finna come back on that MVP.
Ooh, that's dope. That's dope.
Big Tigger hosting. That's gonna be tight.
But I don't watch BET. Y'all know why I don't watch BET.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with it. They got the wars coming on now.
Yeah.
Right now,
hey, Big Blue Rag, I got your
the
number,
red car.
I wrote your number on my board, so you know what I'm saying.
All right, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah,
hey,
man,
it's all a pleasure, Blue.
I got a disconnect and shit. I'm glad we got to chop it up real quick, though. You know what I mean? I got a couple other things I got to take care of. But, like I say, man, I appreciate the love, man. Anytime, and I'm gonna be tapping back in, and I'm gonna go check out the platform right now.
Okay, man. I appreciate it. Zone 24 TV returns, man. Zone 24 TV returns. Yeah. Young Zeke on there, too. We got Young Zeke on episode 2.
I was just chopping it up with him earlier today. You know, me and his uncle was real tight. So me and him, you know, eventually we're going to be hooking up and doing something, man. That's a homie right there.
When you come this way, bring him with you. When y'all come this way, bring him with
you.
When you come to Texas,
sure.
bring him with you.
So yeah, he got a big movement out here right now too. He got a nice little movement out here. Out there. So we're on the same team. So yeah, for sure. That's all. It's all good. It's gonna all come together. You already know.
Right. If you in Dallas too, hit me and Confetti up. I'm like 2 hours from Dallas. Confetti right there in Dallas. So man, we plugged in.
As soon as I get back in that area, you know what I mean? Like I say, I'm in Atlanta right now, but as soon as I get back in that area, I for sure gonna tap in.
Where's Sweepy at?
Sweepy Houston. We got Sweepy control at Houston. That's Southside.
All right. I'm gone.
Okay, I ain't know the goddess is on the line, my bad.
Yeah, she's still here.
Quiet.
Man, it be so much going on. Like, when you go back and you listen to the shows, they don't sound good. So I'm just be trying to wait to get in when I'm supposed to get in. Or when somebody say my name. But it just don't sound good with us yelling on top of each other.
Say my name.
Okay.
Every time I get on the show, I say your name.
That's something we need to work on before we get over there to ask them. Maybe that's why they holding out.
Well, they kind of like it, but then, you know, that's going to be totally different. It's going
to
be different.
We got to come with them prep sheets. That's what they're going to do. They're going to come with them prep sheets.
I'm not going to bring everybody in at the same time. I just like the party line vibe, you know what I mean? When everybody, we all, you know, talking and trying to, you know, it's a party line right now.
Okay.
But when we get let's try to do it like this.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you say something, try to keep it to, like, 30 seconds to ask, you know what I mean? Then they answer to the next person, say something, you know what I mean? Move it around like that instead of dragging out stories and all that stuff unless it's necessary. At that point.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you, man.
Well, what we gonna do is I'm just gonna start muting motherfuckers. That's all it is.
That's all you gotta do.
Said every time we bumper cars up here, Sweetie said she tired playing bumper car with y'all niggas.
That nigga say bumper cars.
You can tell I'm the only one who actually listens to the show.
Oh, boy, you schooling tonight, y'all. School, baby, school. Schoolers, baby. You should, I used to
You know women use their brain better than men on certain things.
Ooh, that's school is in session, boy. That's nice.
It's
school.
It's because my voice is low and you can't always hear it. So I be wanting to make sure you can actually hear me anyway. So
what?
I always listen to them.
You know, usually when you say something, I say, Sweetie, you said what?
Uh-huh.
Because I mean, well, then that means everybody shut up and let Sweetie talk. Because goddamn it, yo. Y'all motherfuckers sitting up here with the goddamn Barry White voice. It's fucking Sweetie off.
I mean, I wasn't taking it off because I just, Dallas had real things to say to him. I wasn't going to do nothing but ask him some basic-ass questions, you know, so it wasn't really a big deal. I was trying to talk a little more to make them females feel comfortable, though.
Yeah, well, you know. We gonna get
it right. Yeah, we had the other day. We was outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot going on that show.
No, I was surprised at that. Hey, is Mr. Everywhere named Patrick?
Yeah, Patrick Phillips.
What's wrong with him?
He in the hospital again, man.
I sent him a message.
Who this 86? 86 ain't on here. 86 called.
No, it's me, JoJo.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, Joe? Hey, 86 said that him and his mama was going to pick that nigga up. He in the hospital down here in Texarkana. He in the hospital right now in Texarkana. I talked to him last night. He doing all right. I'm gonna call him today. Sweetie, you did text me earlier and said that I wonder. I got so many chat groups and people texting. I seen that, but now I'm looking at it now. You did text me that, Sweetie. You just texted me that earlier today. Who was Patrick?
Yeah,
because
I was gonna send him a message, but I don't know if he's talking to people like that if I don't know who they are.
Yeah, Mr. Everywhere. That's a real name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I called him. He wasn't doing too well, man, when I called him, but he said he was all right, that he done heard from him. I said, well, man, I didn't know. He said, I called for him to come up there today and see him. He said, you can't get up from here. They don't let nobody in to see me.
What, he got COVID or something?
Well, that nigga, I don't know. Yeah. That nigga, 86, you know, 86, that nigga brother, so 86 said a couple of days ago that him and his mama, they mama was getting ready to go down there and pick that nigga up and take his ass up there to Florida.
Like, man,
they didn't want that nigga to be down there by himself.
Yeah, he didn't take him with his family. Well, and what's his name?
He ain't up here by himself. He kidding everybody in town. It's just niggas. This world be cold sometimes. He kidding everybody.
What's
in
his
home
name,
now.
What's his name?
I'm trying to see what's 86 name so I can look him up too.
86. Damn, I feel Phillips too. I can't remember the first name. No, that's what his name is on Facebook. It's 86. Oh,
it's
yeah. 80.
Well, yeah.
Look that
up.
It's spelled out 80. Yeah, and the letters. And then it's not 6. Like, the letter 6 is S-I-C-K-S. So I think it's spelled out 80. And then it's...
It's on Facebook, though. He's telling you right. I remember seeing it. I just can't remember his brother's first name. Dang, that's crazy,
man. Yeah, he's 80. It's 80. It's 80 spelled out, and it's 6. Like S-I-C-K-S.
Okay. All right. Oh, he's friends with what's his name? Oh.
Yeah,
He call himself Brother Nip now.
Yeah, so his name on the Facebook. So he said, you know, he was trying to get some, he said he was going to get out there and get his brother, him and his mom. So I don't know if he got sick before they got out there or what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, y'all, man, I love y'all, man. I'm about to get my ass off of here, man. My stomach is howling. That shit ain't even growling.
But you hungry?
My shit is howling, like. Nigga? Okay, so we really ain't going to get no food. That's what we really ain't going to do.
Your stomach howling, huh? Your stomach's always
howling. That shit going,
That's every night. Every time you get off the radio show, after hours, hungry.
Hell yeah. I got the munchies. I've been smoking weed, drinking beer.
Why you gotta put something else up in my show?
Huh?
How come you don't eat during the show?
Well, because the thing about it is, if I eat, that means I can't drink. So I usually eat after the show.
He just told you why. If you smoking weed, you drinking beer.
Yeah,
if you eat, you can't drink. What you mean?
I mean, the whole thing about it is I eat, and then if I eat and I be cool, I can't drink beer after I eat. I have to wait a couple of hours.
Is that right?
I don't know how.
What kind of shit you eat? You eating cows and mooses and shit?
I'm like that too, Scratch. I'm the same way, Stress. I'm the same way. I can do like that. I got that same pattern you do. Have to wait before I can eat.
Yeah. So if I eat, I gotta wait about a couple of hours, maybe 3 hours before I drink anything. I'm drinking, I can't drink and then eat. Motherfuckers be like, niggas got some chicken wings, and motherfuckers be eating the chicken wings and drinking beer. I can't do that.
Oh wow. I thought you're supposed to eat. You're supposed to eat before you drink. That way you can coach
your stomach. That's what I do. I eat before
alcohol.
I drink. But by the time, after two or 3 hours, shit, it's time
well,
to
that's
eat.
Cool. Well, that's cool. You know, at least you know that maybe.
Can I smoke? Smoke while I'm eating? Eating while I'm smoking?
nigga got chicken juice all on his blunt type of shit.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't eat until after I smoke, because if I smoke before I eat, I'm going to be hungry again.
Mm-hmm.
And the cold part about it is, I don't be hungry, though, like that. Like, I can eat once a day and be cool.
That chronic make a nigga hungry, boy. I hit that chronic, I got to eat.
Now, a couple of years ago, I want to eat every goddamn sweet thing I see.
Yeah, so.
But now I can keep a Snicker and that shit. I can keep it 3 or 4 days.
Snickers, Snickers.
Snickers.
I eat, then I can't drink nothing for a while, or vice versa. I could drink then eat, but I can't eat and then drink.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I can't do that. I gotta wait about 2 or 3 hours.
You can't drink beer. Now, can you take shots after you eat, or you can't drink?
No, I don't drink no alcohol after I eat for about 2 or 3 hours. After I eat, it'll be about 2 or 3 hours. I drink water and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But alcohol, I can't. After I eat, I can't drink that shit like that. I gotta wait 2 or 3 hours. Then I start drinking some beer. Then I smoke me some weed. And then I fuck around and have the munchkins. And then I'm back at I'm on some food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta get you some snacks. You gotta get you some zoom zooms and wham whams after you eat that dinner.
Oh, I usually have some chips or something around this motherfucker. I just didn't have it today, just to munch on. But then at the same time, you know, it's some
some cool chicken breasts up in that motherfucker. I'm about to go and devour about five of them motherfuckers, and I'm going to bed.
Oh, damn. You're going to be a chicken when you go to sleep.
By God. I'm gonna take a picture tomorrow so you can see my new feathers, nigga.
Mm-hmm, I ain't mad at you, boy. Hey, why did she ask for my information? She ain't trying to mess with Reverend Ali, huh? She don't want to hear me talking about pee online, huh?
Hey, so we be trying to get everybody information so she'll be able to be in touch, man.
Yeah. She ain't get mine, see?
Sweet
got that radio show too. Sweet spot. She got a,
you
can check it. Ali, Ali, Ali 3 times.
That nigga say Ali, Ali, Ali 3 times.
I was about to say, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's
Facebook?
That's the 10th. Yeah, that's the 10th. That's Muhammad Ali. I was born on Muhammad Ali's birthday, so I say the chant, Ali, Ali, Ali. So that's the chant. It ain't Ali, Ali, Ali. Like, you know, it sounds funny, but it's really Muhammad Ali.
Be like, damn, nigga, you going to come out the mirror on some Candyman shit?
Yeah.
Nigga, say you know? Candyman 3.
I'm like, peek-a-boo. I'm like, oh, shit. He going to jump out with a couple pips.
Yeah.
I'm here.
He gonna throw. Hey, he gonna throw that shit in your eye, nigga.
I don't waste piss. I don't waste piss. I ain't gonna throw it. You know, I'ma drink mine. I ain't gonna waste it.
Hey, look, he gonna throw
that's
that
like
shit
gold.
In your face. He gonna be like, ah, KC.
Like, okay. I gotta know, like, okay, you at a restaurant, right? You sitting there, you eating. Do you pull out, like, your personal cup of piss and be like, you know what?
I don't do that. Well, I'll wait till I get back in the car, you know. I ain't gonna, you know. Yeah.
When you go to the bathroom, you take your cup in that motherfucker. Man, hold on, I gotta go piss. Where my cup?
It depends on what time of day it is. Like if I already had like a pint of urine already, I'm not gonna go pee in the cup. I'm not gonna do that. But if I ain't had none, I don't need no cup, you know, shit. I could just put it in my hand, man.
I don't even wanna go eat no more now.
Well, you know, I wash my hands and everything.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. That should make my stomach turn every time you talk about it.
Well, shit, you know, that's just almost like a man going to the bathroom anyway. You got to touch on his little stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to wash your hands anyway.
Like, don't come on this motherfucker talking about, yeah, nigga, now you got to eat a turd.
No, I ain't going to never do that. We already did the research on that. Ain't nothing on no turds. It's all on urine.
I mean, like,
over 100 years.
Spread that shit on some bread.
Crazy thing about
like, you got a cool cup of piss and spread some doodle on some bread.
No, man,
you
going too far right now.
Many pigs sit there and eat certain shits that they have that have extra nutrients in it if they shit it up.
Oh my God, I don't even want to eat no more now. God damn it.
Well, that's good. That's good. You won't be a chicken tonight. So we ruined this chicken. That's a good thing because that ain't nothing but cancer anyway.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm about to eat right now. And I don't give a fuck about none of that. I don't give a fuck about what happens. You talk about whatever. I'm going to eat.
I'm not eating. Go to bed. I'm over it.
No, you ain't finna go to bed. As soon as you hang up, you gonna get you a beer and it's all.
I ain't got no
I'm gonna tell you right now.
You didn't ran out of beer? Oh, that's why you wanna go. You ran out of beer on Friday night.
I
and now you ready
eat.
To go.
I want to eat, but my stomach start bubbling when you start talking about drinking piss. It happens.
Oh, come on, man.
Time.
I've been talking about piss every day on here. Why is Bubba tonight when I talk about piss every day on the show when we talk to you?
And I always be hungry and then not be hungry right after you say it.
Oh, man.
Well, look at
it
like this.
He fucking up my appetite, bro. Huh?
But look at, okay, then look at it like a diet.
Fuck that diet.
So if you want to lose weight, just think about drinking piss, and you be like, oh, shit, I don't want to eat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to write a
I'm
book.
I'm going to be 125 pounds with a big-ass beer gut.
At that point, you better start doing sit-ups. That's that right there. That fall on you at that point.
Dang, you got to change your name from King Scratch to the King Stomach.
Oh, that's fucked.
I know what, at the end of the night, I just mute your ass so I won't have to hear you say that.
You the one be asking me and making jokes and then when I start talking.
Shit.
Yes,
I
you
ain't
did.
You a damn thing.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm guilty. That'd be me.
Say something.
That'd be me.
Oh, okay. It's JoJo. If Scratch be talking about it too, he be like, when he open my mic, he be go, there go that pissy, man.
Yeah.
You know, Reverend Ali ain't gonna lie.
Oh my God.
Just like he was like the crazy lady on the show.
Oh, that was Foxy.
Yeah, but you said crazy lady, so then when I said it, she got mad.
Yeah, I know. I texted her. I was like, why you leave? She knows she crazy. She funny as fuck. Hey, it wasn't like the crazy cat lady, nigga, like you got 100 cats in your house type of shit. It's funny as a motherfucker to me.
But
I was just like, well, when you said it, I was just going along with it. But she got mad at her.
I thought I know who she was. Yeah, that's Foxy. Foxy's crazy.
You can call me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, I'm out of here, man. I gotta get my ass up in this motherfucking man. And
what you gonna do?
No videos. I ain't doing shit tonight.
What you finna do? You finna just go to sleep?
No, I'm just getting ready to go in my goddamn house. Get out this goddamn studio for a while. I've been.
Oh, you gonna get some? You gonna get you some chicken, Steve? You gonna get you something to eat?
I don't even want no more chicken.
I love you, Scratch, my dude.
I don't even want no more chicken right now. I all that shit just went out the window. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I tell you what, Ali could be your diet coach. Just call me. You won't eat in a month. You'll be good.
I'm gonna erase that nigga number on my phone just so he won't call me.
No, you ain't. You ain't going to do that to me, Scratch. You lying.
First of all, you erase him from your phone. He still can call you.
Mm-mm. Not if I block
him.
You
just ain't going to know the number. Oh, well,
I'm just going to block him, nigga. It's going
to
say spam call.
I got another phone. You don't know that number. I call from another number.
Oh, well, I don't answer people numbers I don't know anyway, so you still...
Well, you know, I just catch you on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday then.
I'll leave your ass muted. You'll be muted like a motherfucker the whole time. But like, I see Rev Ali down there, but I ain't getting ready to put him in the game. Stay on the bench,
I'm calling on my other phone number.
Hey, who this? Oh, you know who this is? All right, mute.
No, I got a new voice with a new phone number. It's a whole nother dude.
Oh my God, he's crazy as hell.
He gonna be calling you with the kidnapper voice.
It's me. Hello, Clarice. There's an Hannibal Lecter voice around that
boy. I see you watching me. I'm watching me watch you. You want to shout at his kids because I'm a
I sure like your T-shirt.
Scratch, what you playing, the video game or something? Because I keep hearing the car ride by real fast.
That nigga at the store.
No, I'm waiting on my food. I ordered some food.
Are you outside?
You waiting on DoorDash.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Sweet Pea outside. These, Sweet Pea got cars riding by her house like, Sweet Pea.
Wait. Hold on.
I suppose somebody almost ran into a car coming out the gate.
Listen, okay, you just ordered DoorDash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a little trick. Y'all listen to what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Never have them hand you the food.
Mm-hmm.
Reason why? Every now and then, I'm going to tell you, cause I do it. I'm a DoorDasher, but I still get my money back because I'll be like, nigga, I never got my food that came to the door. Now y'all going to reimburse me. And I'm going to eat free tonight.
So you go lie and say you never got your food.
I ain't say lie. I said being the truth. It's a difference.
Damn.
It ain't lying. You didn't go get the food. Because listen to, let me explain something to you, reason why I say that, because if you look, and Sweet Pea knows what I'm talking about, if you look on there all the fucking feeds that you have, you wonder why the motherfuckers that be out there more dash and don't make shit because they charge more fees than anything.
You order from a restaurant too. They still gonna send it to you through DoorDash, but it's a little bit cheaper if you order from the restaurant. Look at that, they busting over there.
Well,
hey, look,
they charge a fee with another fee, and then on top of that, anything that you order through DoorDash, they up everything.
I don't know. You know, I never used DoorDash, and I never used that shit at all. But then at the same time, the only thing that I rarely use is like ordering pizza type of shit. I just don't like the fact that motherfuckers be handling my food. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen too many motherfuckers on TV taking a drink out of nigga drink on DoorDash and.
No, where you going? Nah, see, one thing about me is, like, I make sure I keep stuff that covers the cups and tape that shit down. I staple people bags, clothes. I don't want nobody to eat nothing. Whatever
I
mean,
nigga,
in there,
I see a nigga eat some fries. I'm like, for real?
I'm not gonna fuck with nobody's food like that because that's not me. You know what I mean?
I mean it ain't you, but it's some motherfuckers out there like that.
Yeah. Nah, the day I quit, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. The day I stop doing DoorDash, nigga, whoever order I get, I'm gonna just drive up and throw that shit to their front yard and dip off.
But. Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'll be like, man, this motherfucker's just...
I thought these were pants. They said white shorts.
You know, motherfucker come up with a pizza, that should be in a little bag. It'll be hot, whatever. I could deal with that, but all that motherfucker... I'm going to bring my hot wings.
So what is the difference of a person delivering your pizza from Pizza Hut, Domino's, and all that, different from a person delivering your food from DoorDash?
It ain't no difference because whoever get that first going, they might got one or two drivers, but they commission it through the same reason. You got an option. You got Grubhub. You got Uber, all that shit. You got it. When you know. You can order a pizza straight up.
It ain't really no different, but I know when a motherfucker come and that pizza in that goddamn hot bag, motherfuckers ain't, you know, been in that hot bag.
We have DoorDash pizza bags.
Oh, okay. Well, I never ordered from DoorDash, so I don't know.
This is the thing. That's what I'm saying.
I never have.
From
you don't be listening, right?
What
they
mean,
can listen. Who? Hello. I ordered from Denny's, but they sent the Dasher to me. They tell you you can't
They won't take none of your French fries or nothing.
My
because you ordered.
No, see, this is a, okay. I don't know how Denny's work out there, but the Denny's out here, they have special bags that they tear this, they take this thing off and it seals the bag.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You get what I'm saying? Every restaurant is different on how they bag your stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like with Denny's, Bakers do the same thing. They seal your sodas up in the bag. They seal your food up in the bag. So we don't know who's in there. We can't go in there. So if your bag coming is open, that means somebody been in your shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel it.
I feel.
I feel it. I didn't
like
know. Like I say, once again, I never ordered from DoorDash, so I don't know.
Listen, man, if it ain't a Chinese man coming with some Chinese food, I ain't ordering shit. I don't want nobody touching my food.
Hey,
I'm going to get it.
Hold on. You can order Chinese food through DoorDash.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But the Chinese people, you know, they real militant. They don't allow DoorDash to help them. They go get their own money and deliver their own food, most of them.
You want me to tell you what's surprising? I DoorDashed in many cities from San Diego all the way back to the IE to LA to Long Beach. And a lot of our DoorDashes is Chinese and Filipino food and Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm telling you.
And Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
And Mexican food.
And I can tell you this. I ordered from Denny's and I got a Dasher. I ordered from Little Caesars and I got a Dasher. I ordered from Salami.
Yes, Little Caesars.
And I got a Dasher.
It's because we get it's third party.
Yeah.
Like
so
I go
who
pick
works
up
for DoorDash?
I do.
Who works for? Okay, well they trying to hire me now. You think I should do it?
Yeah,
hey,
it's easy money. It's easy money.
Hey, Charles,
it's easy. It's easy money like Rodney Dangerfield.
Let me tell you how to get it going. When they say $18 an hour, that don't mean you're going to make $18 an hour.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say.
You can have a day that you might make $7 the whole day because it's that slow. But then it might be days you'll make $200 in 2 or 3 hours. But then it also goes with the area that you go to.
Well, so we ain't got no door there to here. We got Lyft and what's the other one?
Uber.
Yeah, we ain't got no DoorDash down here.
Okay, I do Uber Eats too. That's no different than, you know what I mean? But see, what the difference with Uber Eats is you get better pay with them because they have more promotion. And how many deliveries that you get gives you bonuses.
You need to do favor.
Well, think about it, like Buddha, if they don't have DoorDash down there and you start doing it, you'll be the only nigga in there making some money.
But This is the thing. You have to have, you know what I mean? Once he gets an LLC license and get an app, he's good to go.
Yep, he'll be the only one out here because it's only like one motherfucker Uber around here.
Girl, I'm gonna look into it then. I really didn't know, but y'all crazy talking about somebody gonna eat your fries. I better not do that. I better not work for DoorDash. I might
That might be the man doing that. Get on them Fridays. First they hot.
No, but check this out though. But then in some days that you'll go to a place and pick up like, okay, like the other day I picked up from Denny's. I get to the place to deliver. People calling people, I can't get in. So I called DoorDash like, hey, check this out. Like, I'm not going to keep sitting out here calling these people and all this, and they're not answering coming out to get their food. So once DoorDash call you one time and you don't answer, then they cancel that order. Now that's your shit. You can do whatever you want.
And you know what? I'm being swole like a lumberjack did. God. That's a good deal though. But I'm glad you told me about it. That's what's going on. I know they seal their food down here when they do it. They have a seal on it. If the seal broke, you get a refund.
Hey, McDonald's, they got a special seal for their food. Burger King got their special seal. You know what I mean? But then you got Jack in the Box. Don't give a fuck. They just give you the bag like that.
Wow,
that's why I take my stapler, and I take my stapler and I stake the bags closed and put them in my warmer bag and I put them in my back seat and I'm going about my business.
Two tacos for a dollar, boy. I can do that right now. Two tacos for a dollar.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you know what?
Back in the box.
Hey, and look, $20 and this is the cool part about it is I did some shit today, yesterday that fucked me up. I didn't even know we pick up a food truck.
Oh, wow. Well, they be like, go down there to the taco truck.
But then you got certain
awesome
grocery stores that you go to that you might have to shop for groceries. But that's where your big money come from when you got to go shop for groceries. And like Walgreens, CVS, and stores like that, that's where your big money comes from. Unless you're in a certain area. And you know what I mean, not to be fucked up and be, you know what I mean, but I'm going to keep it 100. You go to the ghetto, you ain't going to get shit. You go to the white
I'm over in the hood. I'm over in the hood. I'm good in the hood.
Yeah,
I'm
but
right
see, this is the thing
the
you ain't going to make. You're not going to make your money that you're planning to make if you're in the hood. Until you go through, you'll see the difference being in the hood and then going to a white neighborhood. Guaranteed.
No, I bet.
Well, they just started bringing them food trucks over here now, so these food trucks, you walk out those and
yeah,
get
but,
you a fajita, a hamburger.
Is, but this is the thing. You're missing the big picture what I'm trying to get you to understand. Is you're making money off of DoorDash, but you're only going to get whatever the DoorDash is at. If it's $3.99,
right,
they're going to give you $4, and you might get the
that's
tip.
That's it.
See,
yeah,
in the hood, they're not going to tip you. You're just going to get whatever the fucking order is. So you want to go from getting $5 or you want to get 10 and above? You know what I'm saying? Like, I drive from San Bernardino to Temecula. I drive an hour and almost an hour and a half just to go make good money. But I know I'm going to make my gas money back and I'm going to make good money that day. So I'm trying to tell you, it's the area that you in.
You be out that way,
yeah.
JoJo? JoJo, you be in Temecula?
Yeah.
In San Bernardino?
I've been in Temecula. I've been in Lake Elsinore.
I might see you, man. I might see you one day, man. Rebby Rev, man. I be out there hustling, man. You know what? I be doing a little sage and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
so,
we got to tap in.
Yeah, we got to tap in because I'll be all over here. I'll be in San Jacinto, Hemet. You know, all of it, man. Temecula, you know, Marietta, Lake Elsinore. I'll be all over there, man. San Bernardino, Reno Valley.
Man, this sounds like some beautiful places, man. I need to come down there, man. Sound like it's home now.
They all next to each other, Buddha Ali. They all next to each other. The only thing is, it's cool. They got a lot of track homes. You know what I mean by track homes is they build the homes that look alike. You know what I'm saying? And then they always got those HOAs over there in those areas. When they got homes, it looked like they got somebody else trying to get some money out you too, so you ain't just paying your mortgage. They got a big old game up here. Yeah, but you know, it's all good, man.
Yeah, I just want to come out there and visit, man, check all them beautiful towns. I've heard about some of them.
They got some lakes, but the beach is way, like 2 hours away from, you know, those areas, San Bernardino area, like an hour and a half, depending on traffic, you know, because the traffic bad in Los Angeles, man.
Yeah, they got some clear lakes, the lake, clear water lakes.
Yeah, that's up.
No,
that's up.
We got a lake over here. We got Lake Arrowhead. We got
Yeah, Lake Arrowhead is nice. You know, it's all right. You know, they got a couple of good mountain views, but the actual beach and the water, you got to drive to. You know.
Fuck yeah. I'm talking about the lakes. Can you drink the water from the lake?
I would never do that. But they say they got some shit at Big Five. It's some little pellets, and you can clear out the water if you shake it in this little filter they got.
That nigga drink piss, but he want to drink lake water.
Not until I go to Big Five and get me a filter. Then I, you know, if I was on a, but you know, I don't need that water though. I got my own. I got my own. Why would I drink? Mine is free. I ain't got to worry if fish been in me. You know. I know, but fish been in lake water. Ain't nothing been in my pee but me.
I'm just saying too.
I mean, you know, why would I want to drink something that might have had an alligator or something in it? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no alligator in me.
In Boy Scouts, we used to get water from the lake before they came with that filth and stuff. But some lakes, you could get your cup, your hand, make your hand like a cup.
Maybe down south where y'all at, but out here in California, they trying to kill a nigga at the lake.
Wait a minute, how we got some alligators in our lake, though? That's what I'm trying to say. That nigga said got an alligator in the lake. Oh, nigga, you ain't never seen an alligator in California unless you was at the zoo or some shit.
Hold on. Remember in, L.A., East L.A., where Garfield Park, when they had the alligator, they were trying to catch that motherfucker.
Yeah, but somebody brought that motherfucker. Nobody did.
But it was in the race.
This ain't Florida, nigga. It's like you ain't just getting ready to be running around and find alligators.
You're right, Scratch. Somebody did break that motherfucker. They didn't just bring one. They brought several.
Yeah, I believe. Nigga be like, nigga, you just going to go to the... Nigga, motherfuckers out there in Florida, motherfucker alligator be walking across the golf course. It was a motherfucker. Just the other day, motherfucker go to his house or come out of his house, one of the two. It's an alligator. This nigga going to put the alligator in a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
But it's okay. Hey,
did y'all see that?
Yep.
That nigga put the alligator in the trash can and rolled his ass down back to the goddamn moat or whatever the fuck he was in.
I saw that shit. It was crazy, too. And they said he was from Philadelphia.
Yeah, he was from Philadelphia. The motherfuckers on the news was clowning. And they was like, well, you know, he's from Philly. You know what type of... people from Philly, they, you know what I'm saying?
That's what they call it.
Oh, I'd have me some alligator meat and a cool-ass belt.
Okay.
I'd have bust on his motherfucking ass.
Hey, that's another thing that's confusing. You ever seen that show Swamp Life, Swamp something like that, when they go out and kill an alligator?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, that's the shit.
Now, check that. What's really fucked up about it is, they'll go out there, kill these motherfucking alligators and all that, right?
selling alligators for maybe $1,000 to $2,000 an alligator, right? Then the motherfucker that's buying and selling the alligator for like $10,000, guess what fucking bill?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about it is that, I mean, that's the motherfucker shoot their motherfucking ass in the head and pull them up on the boat. The motherfuckers have about seven alligators on that motherfucker.
But think about the money that they're really getting fucking screwed for. Think about that.
Nigga.
You selling the whole alligator? No, listen, a whole alligator for about $1,000 and just piece of his fucking tail. Piece of his tail cost $10,000.
It's called double up, nigga.
Alligator shoes, nigga. Come on, man. I'm like, hell no. Y'all gonna have to pay me, nigga. Pay me no money. Cause I might as well sell this shit directly to the people.
Well, but dude, that's they shit, nigga. They kill the motherfucking alligator, and then they fuck around and sell it to the motherfuckers, and they sell it to the other motherfuckers. It's like a dope game, man.
I would love to do it. I would love to go on that show and do that shit.
I ain't fucking with no gators. I ain't fucking with no gators. Cause you know, one time the gator gonna win. They gonna spin your vote. You gonna fall in the goddamn water. And that's
it. My luck that first time I go on there, they get pulled in by the first alligator.
Right.
JoJo missing 1 foot because the alligator bit his ass because he thought he knew what he was doing.
Or JoJo did, because he went out there on the boat, nigga, and he got his little 22 trying to shoot him in the head. Then that nigga starts spinning. You fuck around and fall out the boat. They be like, damn, that nigga died on the first day of the job. God damn.
He should have stayed in the hood. He should have stayed in the hood.
Yeah, and then somebody else going to go kill that gator that ate your ass, and it's going to be fat as fuck.
It's going to be high because it's going to be like an edible, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't going to eat nothing else. He's going to be sitting on there.
I nigga, you ready? Nigga, JoJo going to get 8-bar gator. Go ahead, man. I want to see you do it. I'm going to come with you. I'm going to film you from the sideline.
He's like, look here. I'm going to sit at the cabin, and I'm going to take the girl boat, and I'm going to follow you.
I'll be like, no! No, they ain't JoJo.
He gonna play back and forth in slow motion. Like, well, see, this is where he fucked up right here.
Mm-hmm.
He should have turned the boat 30 degrees a little bit more to the left. He would have been all right.
Yep. That's him right
on. Why would he want to go out here and try to catch an alligator with slippers on?
Right.
Hi. What? Well, y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
That nigga trying to catch an alligator high in slippers.
Smoking the blood at the same time trying to catch the alligator.
And then he ain't even thinking about the alligator. This nigga think about the blood. He about to drop his blood. Now he done fell in the water.
That's why I'm going to get killed, because niggas going to go for the blood. Fuck the alligator, be like, oh, nigga, I can get you later, but you can't get no shit down here in the woods.
Hey, especially if it's your last blood, you try to catch the blood.
Oh, nigga. At that point, I might jump in and fuck the alligator up. Nigga, we catching a real fade in the water.
What if the gator eats your blood?
Oh, nigga, I'm going to cut his ass open. I'm getting my ass back.
I'm going to tell you something. It's a few things that you shouldn't fuck with. Don't fuck with the ocean. Don't fuck with shit that you can't. I mean, you can eat them motherfuckers, but you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no business out there with the motherfuckers, I wouldn't be out there. That's all I'm talking about. Don't be no place where no mountain lions at. Don't be no place where no goddamn bears is at.
Nigga, you
know
coyote?
I'm
good. Coyote gangbang. That's the thing about coyote. Coyote gangbang. They ain't going to bang on you by themselves. They going to get their boys.
Well, I got all that around me. Everything you done mentioned is around me right now. I'm around birds.
Mm-mm.
Mountain lions, wild hogs.
Hey, look, I'm more scared. goddamn hogs than anything.
They mean too.
Them hogs, nigga, they will fuck you up. I'd rather see a bear, nigga.
Them that right there. You might see a wild hog cross the highway. Size of four wheelers, size of three wheelers, size of big old size of four wheelers.
I'm over all that, nigga. That's where I'm staying, right here in Cali. You know what I'm saying? I come visit y'all, but nigga, living? No. I can't be waking up in the morning with a big-ass hog in my yard type of shit. Bears and shit? No. I lived in a place like that before called Altadena. And Altadena had the goddamn bears. It had the motherfucking mountain lion. And then it had a gang of fucking skunks and all that type of shit. But, nigga, I'm not fucking with no wildlife, bro.
Hold on. Raccoon.
Raccoons either. Possum. Possum. Raccoon.
No, also real shit, nigga. Right here in Rialto, nigga, I come out the house. Greg go next door and smoke a blunt with my neighbor. And the motherfucking raccoons, like, it was three of them, nigga. They, like, they knew what they was doing, nigga. They separated. Nigga, they was like, yeah, nigga, you go left, you go right. I'm going down the middle, nigga, because that's exactly how they did it. I was like, oh, hell no. Nigga, I start backtracking. I was like, well, shit, if I start shooting, nigga, my neighbor's going to call the police. So I'm like, shit, nigga, I ran, like, half a block just to be safe.
Nigga, hey.
Hey, a bullet off a raccoon now. Them bullets are ricochet. Them motherfuckers tough ass.
I ain't fucking with no raccoons.
He was about to fill them hollows. He was about to fill them.
Man, them raccoons will beat your motherfucking ass up.
No, I ain't fucking with no raccoon.
Man, I seen a raccoon. I seen a raccoon back in 2018. Motherfucking raccoon was on the 5 freeway, Scratch. Motherfucking ran across the 5 freeway. I said, now what the fuck? How are you driving on the highway, a freeway, and all of a sudden here come a motherfucking raccoon?
Man,
you know,
raccoon,
I ran his ass
rowdy.
Over.
Raccoons is rowdy, bro.
His rowdy ass got ran over there.
Hey, they got mad scrap. They got mad, especially like if you fuck around and they got some babies around.
I was like, nigga, I ain't gonna lie. Nigga, I was like, I ain't scared of shit. But nigga, that day I was like, you know what? I'm cool. I'm like, nigga, y'all moved in formation, nigga. Like y'all had this plan.
Oh well, them niggas, they just like niggas. You know what I'm saying? They just like some niggas.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers got their whole little game plan together. Oh, here comes somebody. Come on. You go to the left, you go to the right, you go down the middle.
And the cold part about it is fucked up my whole high.
Oh, yeah, that would fuck your high up. I was at my nigga's studio one time, and I fucked around, and I went outside to smoke. Nigga, and I'm just chilling, and I look, and that motherfucker was standing on the fence. I was like, oh, shit. High
yep.
gone. Nigga, I'm barely moving backwards.
He said, "High gone."
Hey, man,
some
suit, though.
Awesome, mean motherfucking suit. I remember getting chased.
Ooh.
I was fucking with him. I ain't gonna lie.
And I could tell that people been feeding that the one that used to be over here, because I was back there walking my dog one day, and I just turned around and I seen him on the fence, and I screamed like a motherfucker. But when I screamed, I scared the shit out of him, and he was just standing there looking at me like he ain't know what to do. And I said, they been feeding this motherfucker. I was like, this he was domesticated. Because when I screamed, he ain't make no noise. He didn't hiss, nothing. He jumped a little bit, and he just sat there like he froze.
Hey,
nobody
cool. You don't see me.
I'd rather walk one of them motherfuckers than a pit bull, nigga.
What's that?
Like, this nigga walking a raccoon.
Hey, they eat that dog food, too.
No, I took my pit bull
hey.
When I'm...
You know what I wonder, though? I wonder, could you go to jail if you was walking a raccoon? Because, I mean, they out there, right? They ain't like you stole it or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
if you got a leash around a raccoon's neck, what you think the police would say?
Well, they got
a lot of people that got raccoons.
They
raccoon.
They domestic. They got a whole lot of people that got raccoons.
That's
but
how I know they
want to take care of that one. Do they got their rabies shots? That's what you need to be worried about.
Yeah, because you got some people that got the motherfuckers kicking it in their motherfucking house. They just kick it. You know what I'm saying?
I was just watching a video earlier with this motherfucking white dude. Oh, no, white girl in the raccoon. And the motherfucker's playing in the living room and shit. Motherfucker's jumping off the couch, jumping on her leg, jump off the couch, run, jump across her back, and jump into her. What the fuck? Ain't no black person gonna handle a motherfucking raccoon. Like, come here, nigga. Come here, little Charlie Judge. Come here. Nigga, sit over here and work with this blood with me, nigga. Nah,
that
nigga
gonna eat them. My stepdaddy and him eat them. My family from Louisiana.
They eat raccoons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can eat them. Boy, they good.
Yeah, my
said they good.
My people from North Carolina, they eat them motherfuckers.
He said that shit like Magic Johnson when he make a pass or he make a layup. He said good. He said and they good.
Hey, y'all ain't had no raccoon. Raccoon is good, man.
Mm-mm.
Especially when it's
I'll take your word for it. I believe you.
I'm going to tell you what's good.
Hey, but that raccoon, hey, you talking about you shut that raccoon that holler point, that raccoon, that it cut that holler point and kissed it. That raccoon, the motherfucker fast, but it cut that bullet and kissed it. What's that?
That either threw it back at his ass. You know they got them little hands.
Yeah,
we talking about alligator, nigga. Alligator is good as fuck, nigga.
Well, we came in the house one time. We said, oh, it smells good in here. Oh, it smells good. It smells good. We opened up the pot. They left the head on that motherfucker.
Yeah, sometimes they leave the head on there. Sometimes they leave the feet.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Them niggas ain't got feet. They got hands. Them motherfuckers straight got hands.
Yeah,
hey, but that's facts because this man had a bulldog and the dog was back there fighting. He didn't know he was back there fighting. That raccoon that stood up on his hind leg and hit the dog in the chest, knocked his heart out.
Mm-hmm. I ain't fucked with him. Man, I'm gone, man. Shit, man, True West Radio, I love y'all, man. I'm gonna get all
right, whatever,
True
West.
Gotta go.
Why you trying to take our party away, Scratch? I see how you do it.
Oh, I leave y'all party on. Y'all can talk as long as you want.
That's all right.
I
see how you
want
to kill our little Friday.
No. You know what?
Don't eat your chicken.
I can hang up, and y'all keep on talking. It'll cut you off when it's time to cut you off. Love y'all. I'm out. Y'all keep talking. Big.
He finna go get that chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I told him to leave that chicken alone. That shit chicken worse than pee right now. I'm telling you, boy.
He was like, I can't eat now. You fucked up my whole thing. Like, nah, man. He's like, shit.
Yeah, I didn't know them raccoons was bold like that, though. I mean, you know, I didn't know they'd come up on you like, you know, swarm around you like that.
They aggressive than a motherfucker. Yeah. Like, I was surprised to see one in the city. I was like, I come out there, I was like, oh, like, came at me. I'm like, okay, I see how we get down.
Wow.
And
you know
it wasn't
what happened?
Like they were scared.
You know what happened though? I think what happened is when they had all them fires, them raccoons start running west and running east. They was running in both directions when them fires happened.
Yeah, it was running from somewhere. I was like, come out the house, and you know what I mean. My usual routine: come out to the house, go next door, and we'll smoke. You know what I mean. Chill, whatever, hang out, and I go back in the house. That day I walked out, the motherfuckers at my front porch like, hey, nigga, what's up? At that point, I was like, I don't want no issue.
None.
I was like, and then I was like, then I grabbed my gun, and I was like, but if I shoot, my neighbors gonna trip. So I'm like,
oh,
fuck
yeah.
My best thing is to just, you know what I mean? Call this a loss, nigga, and get going, nigga, and I start running.
You got to get you one of them BB guns.
It wasn't even that. I wasn't even, you know what I mean? You don't expect to walk out your front door and three raccoons sitting there on your front porch and shit, posted up.
No, you so don't.
Unless you down, you know what I mean? I can see if I was down south with something, I'd be like, okay, you know what? That's explainable, but nah, nigga, I'm in the city, nigga, in the neighborhood, nigga. What y'all doing in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere close to no mountains.
Yeah, they ran from the mountains, man. That fires, man, ran them out of there.
Oh shit, I don't know. That shit wasn't that nice. I was like, fuck that. So now, nigga, cut on this light. And do a sweep before nigga look out the windows and shit before nigga walk out the door. It's fucking me up. That ain't right. I need to see a counselor for this.